Yeah, talking about eufy.com. The Eufy video lock is unbelievable. You can get it on Amazon. You can get it at Best Buy stores starting on May 20th. What is it? It's a smart lock, 2K cam, and doorbell, 3-in-1, triple security, so you can have everything you need in one device rather than install many pieces on your front door. It's not just for security, but also for convenience. No more concerns about losing keys like my wife. You can assign passwords to your family members and see them coming back home via the integrated camera. It's easy to install and set up with just a Phillips head screwdriver, no drilling required. It's got a keyless entry. No more fumbling for the keys. When hands are full, never worry about kids losing keys or passing among the renters of your house. You got a rental property out there, this is a must-have. I love this product. Just got it a couple weeks ago. Huge fan. Have the Ring camera. It's okay. It's not as great as this, so I swapped it out. Go to Eufy Video Lock today on YouTube. That's EUFY Video Lock, or visit EUFYOfficial.com/video lock to see how you can gain complete control of your front door.
Welcome to Drinking Bros, presented by GhostBed.com. Sit back, relax, and grab a fucking drink.
Yeah, welcome to Drinking Bros. Shane Cashman is here. You're back, Shane.
You're back.
Last episode, I said, hey, you were really awesome. Come back whenever you want to.
That's right.
You came back super quick.
Yeah, I was outside this whole time.
Were you really? Just waiting? And
he's actually been living out there.
Yeah, one day they'll ask me back. Yeah, just stepping right over me.
I've noticed a lot of our fruit's gone missing.
It has.
So that's probably what it was.
It has, man. And it's probably you that's
my
eating.
My nutrients.
It was poisonous, but I got used to it.
Oh, shit.
Yeah.
Well,
yeah. My immune system's awesome now.
Yeah. What is because you work with Tim Pool.
Yep.
Is it Scanner now?
Yeah, Scanner. S-E-N-R.
Is that boredom on his part?
Wait, what's it stand for? What's S-C-N-R?
I say Scanner whenever I'm on his show, and then he always says S-C-N-R. But I like saying Scanner.
I like Scanner better.
I just assume it's Scanner. It's like a cool, you know, we're going to take the vowels out of the name, like hardcore bands these days.
Mm-hmm.
But he says S-C-N-R. So yeah, they're just sitting around being like, let's change it up. So Shane is more confused when he does shows.
Why not?
Yeah.
The hilarious thing is, so we had a guest on earlier, pre-taping, because we've got a bunch of wild shit going on. Obviously, you're hosting the show on Saturday night we're doing at the Vulcan with Drea Di Matteo from The Sopranos, which will be a fucking blast.
Yep.
Buy your tickets now if you're out there at the Vulcan. I was taking a piss. I walked back in and just walked back by you. And I was like, where the fuck is Shane Cashman? And you raised your hand. I told you it's the glasses you're wearing.
Yeah. Well, it's also, that's how it felt for this whole year. I was waiting outside, just waiting for you to say, where's Shane Cashman? But yeah, it's the glasses.
Why Changed Buddy everything. Holly? Why are you such a Buddy Holly fan?
I was actually going for Rachel Maddow. You don't see it?
No. See put it? The camera on him, Delco.
Where do I look?
So
is this not Rachel Maddow?
I look into that camera right there.
Oh, yeah. Hey.
All right. So I got a couple here. Hear me out.
I'm so
young
ready.
Larry King.
Okay. Yes.
I like
young
that.
Larry King. Yeah. Lee Harvey Oswald.
I also like that.
Communist.
Yeah. Communist.
Yeah. Well, his widow moved to Rockwell, Texas. I know that.
No shit.
And, she's single?
You know who else?
she's
you know still... who else is from Rockwell, Texas?
Who else?
He'll be with us at the Mines Fest on Saturday.
Who?
Alex Jones.
Mm.
Oh, yeah, it's the Shy
Weird,
Cobbs.
Huh?
Is it
Weird.
Alex or is it Weird the Shy Cobbs?
But yeah, I like both all those references.
Do you ever want to like do a blood transfusion with Alex? I kind of want to get some of his blood in my body.
That's just pure
cocaine. Swap out blood.
Does he do coke?
No, I highly doubt. I think he's just.
He's like Tim Kennedy. He's just naturally fucking on cocaine all the time.
Yeah, he's never offered it to us.
No, me neither.
All right, cool. And I'll just make sure we're still friends.
You would think he would offer us coke if he had some.
Yeah, just a couple of polite key bumps amongst gentlemen.
I'm sure he had a cocaine face.
I'd take a rude key bump.
Oh, yeah.
Sort really? This, you bitch.
We can ask on Saturday.
Yeah.
That's kind of dangerous.
Why is it dangerous?
If it these days it's fucking fentanyl, I don't know.
You yeah,
know,
but nobody's going to be rude to you to try to lure you into a fentanyl overdose.
Or is that the best one? Like, no. Look at his glasses. Yeah, right. He looks like a rapist.
Right. Yep.
Well, he is a rapist, so anything he wears.
Okay. Okay. Were you convicted of that or no?
No, I'm good. No. I'm clean. All right, yeah. I had a really good jury. And
beautiful jury. Yeah. Beautiful jury. Great people on both sides.
Probably better than the jury Trump has.
I don't. Definitely. I can't tell. Are you following that case?
A little bit. Everything's there's so much distortion. It's like I don't even give a fuck about all this stuff anymore.
What is like? Do you have meetings with Tim and Tim Pool and those guys and be like, all right, here's what we're going to talk about today and why? Mm-hmm. I think one of the biggest difficulties for Dan and I is to not talk about Trump every single day because he sucks up all the media and everything else. However, these trials that are going on are so massive, and it's never happened before to any president or anything else that you're forced to talk about it.
Yeah, it's weird that it is so massive, but they've like destroyed any sense of importance because they've watered him down so much. So I think there's bigger things to care about that is important, but the country is also collapsing, and that's the thing I'm most worried about.
Same, but with that, the only thing that I wonder is because he's at trial every single day and he's not allowed to go anywhere else except for the weekends where he's doing rallies.
Yep.
Obviously, he's exhausted. He's fallen asleep in court. Totally understand because that's fucking nuts to me that you've got to do rallies after your court dates on the weekends and then go back and sit in a court for 12 fucking hours.
I like that he's napping in court to get ready for the rally.
I think that's a power move to sleep through it. I think he should put his feet up on the fucking table.
People are asking that.
To be honest. Yeah. I'm not even kidding.
I know. And people were speculating that. Like, is he doing it to be like, fuck you, this is all bullshit and I don't care? Or is he just genuinely exhausted? I think he's exhausted.
He should wear a t-shirt that says court equals gay or something, right?
Sure.
Like, you know what I heard about the judge's mom? It's like a full fucking paragraph talking shit. Because there's a gag order. He can't talk shit about the judge. Nobody said anything about wearing a goddamn t-shirt.
Right.
I agree.
It's a t-shirt with like seriously like 6,000 words on it. They're so small you can't read
them. Then he could sell those, like the pieces of his suit he sold.
Man. Or the NFTs.
The Bibles.
Yeah.
The shoes. Yeah. I want the fucking shoes,
Trump sold NFTs after everybody realized that was a scam, and they still bought
four minutes.
$5 million.
4 minutes, he sold out 5 million in NFTs.
It's impressive.
Yeah, I only bought like 30 of them, and because I know they're going to be worth a lot.
Yeah, you can put it right next to your fucking Beanie Babies, asshole.
I sure can. I've got the Prince of the Lady Die one is still worth a lot, that Beanie Baby.
Yeah, but if you throw it into a tunnel, it wrecks right into the wall.
It does, and you're going to decrease in value. But
and there's a muzzle nearby. So.
It's a nice way to give her a tribute, a nice send-off.
Speaking of Muslims, have you been on a college campus lately?
Holy shit. Because
there are no Muslims, but there's a lot of people protesting in their favor.
Pretending to be.
I was a lot of white people for 10 years. Like, I'm not surprised by the university cult system.
Which university were you
in? Manhattanville College in New York. This is where I still lived in New York.
Yeah.
And a state school, Orange County Community College, a little north of that. And that was a real good insight into the Marxist cult that was taking root.
Even in Orange County?
Orange County's a little better. They're still there, though.
Because I've been there, and it's pretty red.
Very red. But a lot of those kids are kind of like rebelling against their parents. And
why? Because they're rich and live on the beach? It's the greatest place to live ever. Assholes.
They've been told to hate their blue-collar, hardworking parents.
No.
You know,
which
in high
is
school.
Nuts.
Yeah.
Well, because their parents paid for them to go get taught how to hate them. That's an interesting situation.
It is.
And now Columbia is getting paid to not teach kids.
Correct.
It's amazing.
So they sent him home.
Yep.
NYU, I believe, Bob, look it up, is doing the same. University of Michigan is having those protests right now. Mm. Those will probably spread around just because of, hey, we're in college and let's do something and not go to school or whatever.
It's fun. It's fun. It's not a new way to date.
This whole
That's
fucking,
how you date now.
Indiana Jones could not get laid if he was a professor now.
No, they'd hang him.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, they'd kill him.
Yeah, probably.
He couldn't exist.
Like too much of a dude.
They wouldn't even hire him in the
gun,
first place.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Absolutely. He'd be done, man.
He sure would.
Shot all those brown people.
Oh, that's right.
That's true. Yeah. They don't like that.
Well,
one of them right in the face.
He deserved it. They deserved it.
Sure, yeah, but that's not how they see things.
Dr. Jones! He didn't kill the Asian kid. He didn't kill Short Round.
Right. Stop Asian hate.
Here's the antidote to the poison you just drank.
Well, he's got a fucking Oscar now.
Sure does.
Really?
Yeah, Short Round won an Oscar.
He was in Everything Everywhere All at Once.
He won Best Supporting Actor last year.
All right, I haven't
seen then it was a full circle moment where... Sure. He got to hug Harrison Ford, and you know they had a fun time.
Beautiful.
There.
Harrison Ford took out his earring and gave it to him.
Sure did. Yeah,
I'm going to believe this.
Do you like Harrison Ford's earring? Yes or no?
I haven't even seen it. I don't even know what it is.
Didn't he say he did an interview recently where he said he just got shit-faced and was like, all right, fuck it.
He got shit-faced with Ed Bradley. And who is the other one? Was it Michael Jordan?
I think it was Hitler.
Did Hitler have an earring?
He was dead by then.
What kind of earring is it? Is it like a dangling?
No, it's just a single solitaire diamond, I think, right?
It's just a bullshit, like a twink earring.
Yeah. Interesting.
Who was it? It was Ed Bradley and somebody else, Bob. Who is he with? And he goes, I got drunk. They both had one, and I just got a fucking earring that night.
Jimmy Buffett.
That's it.
They were wasting away again.
Well, look, if you're a Buffett fan, because that's what his friends call him.
Right. I would prefer it was Michael Jordan, though. Like, that makes it cooler.
Why did Jordan do it?
He's never looked great. Why did Jordan have the Hitler mustache for the Hanes commercial?
Well, that was power.
That was power.
Yeah. I mean, it's the power, dude. It's a black man.
It's a powerful look. That's why Hitler did it in the first place.
Sure is.
Yeah. Right? That's why Kanye taking the Confederate flag. Jordan did it first with the mustache.
Absolutely.
It's amazing.
My buddy, one of Tim's guys, was showing me, Tim Kennedy, he was showing me, and I've seen it before, but that live show Metallica did right before Russia collapsed in Moscow.
I love that show.
It's such a good show.
Pantera's
it's
on that show.
Yeah, Pantera. Awesome, yep. But if you like scan through the crowd, there's like multiple people with Confederate flags waving them in Moscow in 1991.
Yeah.
It's like, what did you read? And what did it say?
It's not that. It's like genes over there. It's American culture.
That's what I said. Right. I said that European culture is like a couple of decades behind us. Yep. So they were like, it's still cool to fly this. Yeah, because the Civil Rights Act was 65, right?
I imagine them just like having Great Southern Trendkill and being like, this symbol's awesome.
I mean, it was a Pantera show, and Pantera had the fucking...
Dimebag's got it on his guitar, probably. That show is one of the best shows you could watch on YouTube.
Fuck yeah, dude. I'll go back and watch those old shows because we don't have shit like that now. Fuck, man. I just did it the other day. So it was Prince. Prince had just died. It was like the 8th anniversary. Right. So they were doing a tribute to him and everything else. There was a really funny thing that one of our listeners sent of a weatherman in like North Carolina. And she goes, so the weather front that's going to come in, and it was all purple. It's a purple rain front. And I was like, way to go. And then he talked about Prince.
Love it.
But I hopped back on and watched one of his old live shows, and I was like, God damn it, man.
Dude, total genius. Also, speaking of fentanyl, that's how they took out Prince. I'm serious.
Somebody said that on a fucking podcast the other day. Do you think Prince got murdered?
Yeah, I do. I also think Michael Jackson got murdered. Definitely.
Come on.
Who knows who?
Yeah, but what would be the...
The cabal of evil people running the world.
What would be... Because
they were talking about contracts. Jackson and Prince were upset about contracts.
They were both locked in contract disputes.
Was Michael Jackson's contract about licking little boys' assholes? Because that's primarily what he's known
for. No, that's what the cabal said about him, though. That's what they said. That's what they said. Dude, you can't believe HBO.
I don't believe HBO. I believe everything. The preponderance of evidence.
I think they got both those guys.
I don't think they
got Jackson with propofol.
I don't think they got MJ. Prince. I'll tell you why. I watched... shit, Bob, you might have it. Are we on Patreon today? Pull up the crime scene photos. I just saw these for the first time recently inside the bedroom of Michael Jackson where he died.
Yeah.
The way everything was set up, I mean... Here's why I say no to this one. The way everything was set up there from the death scene, you can pop these up. It just seemed like this was a normal, natural part of his life. Where if you need a fucking... See that one? Go back, Bob, to that one real quick. I apologize. If you need a fucking IV bag to go to sleep with your cocktails in it...
The milk of the opiates.
That's a lot, bro. Yeah. Like, that's what makes me think it was accident.
The reason I've been thinking about this a lot lately is because the Diddy stuff going on.
Mm-hmm.
And one of Diddy's security guards was, I guess, involved in the security of Michael Jackson at the time. And they're saying this whole thing with Diddy... Diddy's the new Epstein, as we all know. That's just that's just fact.
You think he's the security guard's the plant?
I think they took advantage or hijacked the doctor administering the propofol to take.
Well, Conrad Murray only got 4 years, and he only served like fucking 20 months.
Yeah,
which for whatever they may have paid him to do, like I would kill somebody for that for
it's
sure.
Not bad. Yeah, so that's not bad. Okay, it flew by. This is a great one right here, Bob. Put that on screen. So this was the bedroom. I mean, you've got a fucking oxygen tank. You've got an IV bag.
It kind of looks like the Whitney Houston photo.
A baby doll. You know,
is there a baby doll?
There's a baby doll in the bed.
Oh. Come on.
Do you guys know?
What? That, shut the fuck. Zoom in on that. Is that real? Hold on, let me try to
find a better picture. Do you guys don't sleep with
a baby doll? No.
Shit.
Not anymore.
I guess I'll go turn myself in.
It's been a while.
Hey, there was a fucking piss jug too, man. I used that in the hospital.
Whoa.
There's fucking babies on plates inside the room.
Yeah, there's a bunch of pictures of babies in the room.
How do you get a baby's face on a plate like that? Would you eat off that?
Dude, what a metaphor for Michael
what
Jackson.
What if I brought you over for Thanksgiving and I put some stuffing on my baby's face on a plate like
if
that?
If it was your baby, I wouldn't have a problem with it because maybe they're commemorative. That's not his baby.
No, it's not.
That's some white random baby. White fucking Gerber baby.
Could be Blanket. Blanket ended up white. Look at all this shit.
That's true.
So this is why I say, like, look at all this shit here. There's just too much shit.
This seems like an everyday...
It'd be funny if those tanks were nitrous and not oxygen.
Are those on screen for the audience, Bob, or you just... Put them on screen. Both.
I'm trying to find a close-up of the baby doll because there is a close-up of it.
Okay, is that a Zima on the floor there, too?
There's some booze on the floor next to a Sprite.
Is it a Zima, though? Photos.
Yeah, it looks like it, yeah. Zima, probably a little Jolly Rancher in there. That's what he gave the kids. Jesus juice.
Wait until our new watermelon.
He called it Jesus juice, right?
Here's a better shot of the...
Holy shit. Dude. And they're all white.
This is his bedroom?
No, there's a black one in the back there.
Well, that's...
Yeah, but it's hidden by white people.
It's hidden by white people.
Also, what appears to be like some orphan girl from the early 20th century.
That's Anne Frank, bro.
It is.
That might fucking be. It's all franked up.
Is it Anne Frank? Zoom in, dude. Yeah. Is it all franked up?
He was telling those kids, hey, don't say nothing. You know what happened to her when she talked out loud? They heard her in the attic.
Yep.
Right? So keep your mouth shut.
Never Never Land was just a really big attic for him.
That's probably true.
Look at that, dude. That could be a young Anne Frank.
That's insane.
Who are all these fucking kids? And then Charlie Chaplin?
Why
would you have a picture of Charlie Chaplin?
I'm going to point you to this little statue thing here. It's kind of covered up by the picture of children's shoes and giraffes. But this is two naked children. I'm going to guess between toddler and 10.
Yep.
Holding up earth with their feet, legs in the air, bottoms out.
Yep.
Yo.
God damn
it. He was probably framed for being a pedophile.
I was just going to say, the feds planted this.
They didn't. All of this shit looks totally fucking on brand. That's why.
On brand for the feds.
That's why I think he accidentally died. You don't go to that length.
Oh, yeah. If it's the king of pop.
Dan, you're friends with a bunch of feds. Like, do they sit around going, all right, if we're going to frame Michael Jackson.
I'm friends with zero feds.
You're a fucking narc, dude. Yeah, you're a fucking narc. I think
zero feds.
I think the there was a conversation to be had there of like, all right, what do we plant? What do we not plant?
Oh, yeah.
You're going to tell me that they came up with, all right, let's find a statue of two naked babies holding up the world with their bare feet.
Yeah, because they're like, they're going to do a podcast in 30 years or 20 years, and they're going to find this image, and it'll be confirmation for them. But everyone will think they're crazy.
Breadcrumbs.
That's it. That's how the occultists work.
Who's in that DVD collection down there? Anything good?
Yeah, it was hard to tell, but it looks like mostly kids' movies.
Fuck. Again,
God
that's planted.
Damn it, man.
No, but that shit is bizarre.
Did they plant the whole circus he put in his fucking backyard, Shane?
Yeah. Yes.
Jesus Christ. It looks like a lot of it's from his own childhood, too. I definitely see a Three Stooges.
How funny would it be if it was all like 1970s blaxploitation films?
Great.
He was just like super into them.
Yeah. Oh, man.
I like Curly.
Or Blackula.
Curly's my favorite. I like Curly. He makes me laugh.
Meg the Stallion, accused of harassment by cameraman, says he was forced to watch her have sex. I would watch her have sex.
Yeah, so would I. She's hot.
No.
What the fuck's his problem?
Meg the Stallion?
No.
You hate black girls?
Most, no. Not Meg the Stallion.
She's hot.
No, I don't see it.
Come on.
No, Bob, I don't see it.
Picture. Oh, there's the baby. Oh, wait, there's the God. Baby. Holy
Here's
shit.
The doll he was sleeping with.
Way worse than I was thinking.
Why
to be
is
honest.
The baby wearing socks?
It's wearing
sandals.
Yeah.
Damn
like
it.
It's a German baby.
What's it next to?
That's a phone.
Is that a printer?
No, that's what
that's
you,
an old school phone.
That's an old school conference call.
Okay.
Phone, yeah.
Okay.
Jesus and then a Christ. CD. What CD is that?
CD's nuts.
So by the way, I can answer you the question. The reason the baby doll is wearing sandals is because it's fun to take them off.
Oh, Bob, this is getting dark today.
Man.
This is getting dark.
I can't believe
that's a man with children that said
that. Work.
Yeah.
I can't believe they went through sandals.
All that work to make Michael Jackson look guilty.
Get over there and take off the sandals.
Bob, pull
up
a picture of Meg Thee Stallion, please.
Yeah, let's deconstruct this.
You don't think she's hot?
She's hot.
Mm. I'm pretty sure she is.
Yes, yes, yes.
That's just her face.
That's just Lizzo on a diet.
Wow.
Yeah, no.
Show the whole body, Bob.
Lizzo's on a diet right
there
now.
There we go. That'll work right there, Bob.
This is just AI Lizzo.
It is not. They're not even close. Look at that. She's
fucking. What does that even mean? That's like, yeah, I wouldn't fuck Lizzo if she was super hot and a totally different
that
person.
That photo is not bad. I've never seen that Meg Thee Stallion.
That's she's the, always that's the new, that Meg
Thee
Stallion.
That's the new clone version.
I'll go deeper. I watched that fucking doc on HBO. Did you watch it? About Tory Lanez?
Mm-hmm.
So the whole thing revolves around.
What the fuck is Tory Lanez?
Tory Lanez, a rapper. So he gets out and shoots her. Oh, wait. You of all people will love this.
Is it racist?
Yes.
Oh, good. Let's hear
so
it.
So they're in the car. They're driving home from one of the Kardashians' houses after a house party during COVID.
Mm.
And they're just fucking lit. And there's Instagram live videos of them getting fucked up. And his girlfriend was just like, I want to leave because he was hitting on Kylie or whatever. Mm. Whatever. And he's like, nah, I'm good. I'll stay at the pool party because they were having a pool party during COVID. Wasted and everything else, they get in the car with her assistants, and he's wasted, and he looks at the assistant, and he's like, well, you're not going to say anything that we've been fucking the whole time in front of Meg Thee Stallion. She gets out of the car. He pulls a gun and says, dance, bitch!
Dude.
And starts shooting her up. Yep. Now, in this thing here, she's got blood on her feet, and she got shot in the legs and everything else. They did this whole huge documentary on it, and I've never seen one shot like this. So yeah, Bob, there's the footage right there.
This is him prostrate on the ground,
right? So the cops, the neighbors called the cops. They ended up catching him maybe 15 or 20 minutes later. So here's Meg Thee Stallion getting out of the car. Man,
they tried to Tupac her.
Yes. So she's getting out of the car here. Now she's walking gingerly like that because she's all shot up. You can see the blood.
Yeah, she got shot in the foot.
She got shot in the foot,
she's trying
right?
to moonwalk.
But here's my point on this. Even shot in the foot, bleeding, 4 a.m., drunk, messy, everything else, she's still hot. Dude.
Why are they like still wood?
Why are
they
still bricked up?
Why do they have her like going from left to right like that?
Because they were trying to get her to walk backwards.
They were trying to get her to dance.
Dance, bitch.
Yeah.
Like, now twerk.
And so there's audio footage of it. In the thing, they're telling her, they're like, hey, I told you to back the fuck up. She goes, I don't think you understand. I can't. I got shot in the legs. And so finally, she ends up just getting on the ground, and then she's bleeding. And then that's the assistant getting out of the car. Now, they did her dirty with this. Keep this going here, because this girl's a bigger gal. She did not
give a fuck. She in her underwear the whole time?
Fuck, yes. And then when they told her to get on the ground and spread your legs, she goes way too wide where you're like, whoa.
Okay, all right.
Wait, what'd you do?
What in this? What precipitated this?
He shot her. So the neighbors called.
The argument with like the party argument, and the flirting
yep,
and shit.
Yep.
So some other dude said he fucked her, and then he shot his girlfriend.
No, the assistant who's spread eagle right now,
mm-hmm.
I mean, look at how wide she's getting there. That's a little nuts to me.
Mm-hmm. It's the appropriate amount. I think.
Is it?
Yeah.
Can we get a protractor in there?
Now
oh,
wow.
Yeah, so no, dude, no oh, kidding. Boy, that's yeah. too wide. Guys.
Yeah, I can smell that picture now.
Did the cop say, like, no spread more? Like, how does that
no,
happen?
No, but the one guy had a body came said, on, yes, and he it. Was like, we can just go in and put the cuffs on now. We're good. Like, we're seeing her whole pussy now at this point.
We're fine.
So they chopped it up into two parts. The first part is Megan's part, and the second part is Tori's part, and then they each tell their version of the night that it happened and everything else, and they've got two different versions of the story.
And now they're married?
No, he's in fucking jail for 10 years.
Oh, fuck.
He
no,
got convicted.
Really?
That's he got
crazy.
Convicted, yeah.
Well, he's
for
married.
For 10 years?
He's got a kid. It's not with her. I don't know who the kid's
well,
with.
He's probably having sex done in his butthole now, right? Because he's in prison?
Well, we don't know.
I How think it's that, safe
when you're that
assume.
Famous, though, do you look up to them or do you try to fuck them?
Well, I mean, if he's got money, maybe he's paying people off.
He's got
to
money.
Not fuck him.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah, he's got money.
That's a thing for sure. Yeah. But
okay,
I probably threw it at him just in case. You know what I mean?
Well,
like you don't want the good Lord to show back up and rapture everybody and not have done your duty.
Sure, you know what I mean? And that's the thing. So he's in the middle of trying to get a retrial right now, and we'll see what happens
that's
there.
Wild.
But Meg Thee Stallion, you would not have sex with.
Pull up her Instagram.
I don't
Bob.
Think so. I don't
Shane,
think so.
Shane, that's
I feel I don't sorry. Really know what her face looks like.
She's hot,
but I'm pretty sure
yeah,
she's
face,
hot.
The face didn't do it for me.
Absolutely hot. Yeah, she's absolutely. She's it's yeah.
It's
she's
amazing.
Hot. And her oh yeah. The whole
I mean,
thing.
Obviously, this is all Photoshopped to hell.
Yeah,
it is.
But that's that is just, that
oh
does.
My God, that's every fucking woman is Photoshopped.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Yeah. This does still appear to be an attractive
she's
woman,
very
as far as I can tell.
That's a clone.
Bob, go to the other one where we can see Dat ass right there. There you go. Yep.
And she's just scrolling through her own comments, shaking her ass. Oh my God, that's not her. That's somebody else.
That's the assistant on the ground from the car.
It kind of looks like it, actually.
No, damn, I think she does like twerk.
Yeah, she does like twerk videos. Yeah. She does it. Yeah, guides. Yeah.
I mean, look, it's a yes all day.
Yeah.
She's pretty there.
It's a yes out of everyone.
Pretty there.
Shane.
I'd
like to see your body count who's on that list. I guarantee you there's a ton of fours.
He
bro.
Fucked a bunch of Confederate dudes down at Stone Mountain, probably.
Yeah, right? Did you?
Yeah, that's kind of what I'm into.
Yeah. Do you ever have sex with Robert E. Lee's relatives?
Yeah, yeah, my body count is just the March of the Sea.
Is it?
Yeah.
Hey, you know how Tim made that Hunting Hitler show on the History Channel? We should make a show called... Well, I don't know what we would call it yet, but the premise of the show is we're trying to find female descendants of Hitler so we can keep the Hitler bloodline alive.
Oh, the name alive,
that sounds incredible.
Well, I heard they got rid of the name. Is that true?
No, there's like double T Hitlers.
Double T's, interesting. But not the real one.
Like, that's going to distance them from the name. Like, yeah, we put two T's. We're totally different.
Sorry. I shouldn't have to change my name.
Sorry, sir, is your name Dave Hitler? It's like, no, actually, it's Hitler.
Yeah.
So... Say it right, please.
Sit right.
Don't deadname me.
Hitler.
Hitler.
Don't,
you son of a bitch.
Don't do that to me.
It's actually
but if you want to have it, yeah. Because Dave Hitler's had that name since
I think that's a great name. They should bring
age nine.
Yeah. More, you should have name your kids Hitler. First name Hitler, last name Hitler.
I don't think legally you can, right? Isn't that off the list?
That's ridiculous.
What if it was how white women just make it some stupid word that has too many Y's in it?
Oh, they could.
Hitler.
Yeah.
How does it pronounce? Hitler.
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 It's Hitler.
Yeah. No, that's ridiculous. If you want to name your kid Hitler, you should. I think there was a Hitler recently.
I have terrible news.
What?
All dudes.
In the bloodline?
All five left are men.
Well, I mean, shit. Men are having babies now. There's a fucking emoji about
it. That's not terrible news. I just need them to make a child now, and by the time... let's see.
18 years for Dan. Yeah, so 18 years and 9 months is when Dan will show up.
Yeah. Just X-ing out the days.
I'm showing up with a fucking 2-liter soda bottle full of my cum.
Yep.
Let's do this. You just put it in and then jump up on top of it. Boom.
Heil. And then you're getting what? You got to get in the spirit of it, one would imagine, you know, if you're going to go through with it.
Yeah.
I mean, really go for it.
You know who would love this bit is Ben Shapiro.
Definitely. And is this Passover?
Yeah.
Is it?
Yeah. Oh, shit. I forgot about that.
He can't even listen to it then.
Yeah.
No. Well, it won't be out until next week anyway.
Perfect.
Right? We'll see.
Yeah.
No idea, actually.
I don't either.
I'll send it right over to him.
Are you guys
homies?
I know the tunnels. He's been on the show.
Yeah.
Are you guys friends with him?
I'm not a fan of his, but I've met other people from that organization.
Yeah. I'm not a fan of anybody from that organization.
Yeah,
there are things that Walsh and Knowles will say that I agree with, but overall...
I like Knowles sometimes, but they're both Christian fascists, so that's a problem.
Yeah, and they hate things that are good.
Yeah, I mean, technically Peterson's over there now as well, so...
Yeah, that's a clone they have of Peterson. That's a different Peterson than the Peterson I knew years ago. I don't know. I mean, that also might be side effects from the horrible drug problem he had. But he doesn't seem the same to me.
Well, what was the drug problem?
He got addicted to... I forgot the drug that he was on because he was dealing with like...
what if it was Metamucil? Like, you couldn't get in touch with him because he was just drinking Metamucil and taking shits all day.
No.
Yeah. He's like, no, man, I'm taking a shit right now.
Still?
And he disappears. Like, you're out to dinner and he's gone for 20 minutes. Yep. You're like, oh, no, is he doing cocaine again? No, actually, he's just shitting. He loves it.
He's addicted to Metamucil. Yeah. He can't stop shitting, dude. Yeah.
Whatever it was, the withdrawal, like, destroyed him.
Benzodiazepines.
Yeah. Oh, what is that?
It's for anxiety and seizures.
Xanax.
Xanax, right?
Strong Xanax.
No, I'm on. It's a olazepram is what mine is called. Oh, yeah. Either way.
But whatever came
that's
back.
That's not a fun enough drug to change your life.
Xanax, Valium.
Him, in my opinion.
Yeah, that's not. That's nothing that would really should change your fucking
Well, when he came back, you didn't see those early videos of him? He could hardly talk. So after hearing Peterson speak like a poet philosopher for 5 years, and he comes back and he couldn't even do a full sentence.
Wait, who's the other guy? Clavin. I like that guy.
Sometimes.
And his. I like his son more than him.
His Crisis King... like thing was weird trying to
I never understood any of that.
Like he was kind of defending why Crisis King was bad, and I don't really give a shit about everyone on Twitter.
Well, he had to because he works for Ben,
and that's the thing, right? Is they all lockstep. Like the last few days of Daily Wire have been so annoying because said it was un-American to question American atrocities that Jeremy, you know happened.
Jeremy Boring and fucking Ben Shapiro, yeah. neither of whom have either the will or capability to lift a finger in defense of this country.
Yeah, he
was
going to
tell other people who are Americans and who aren't.
Ben
like,
Shapiro
fuck off, dude.
Told us yesterday that it's actually a leftist thing to question the government. I'm like, okay. No, actually.
No, it's not.
It's
I'm
not.
Sorry, what?
It's not I'm not playing that fucking game. It's not right or left. The government lies to you. They also hate you, and they want to destroy you. Mm.
It's weird to me how much the Daily Wire has changed.
Yeah,
Yeah. They made the mistake that a lot of people warn about a lot, and we talked to Chris Williamson about this several years ago. When you start chasing the audience, right, and tailoring content to them, then this is where you end up, is where the Daily Wire is
You
now.
Can't do it, man. Yeah. I mean, and then this
Well, you
whole...
can. I mean, they're making a fuck ton of money.
For sure.
It's all going to collapse.
For now, and that's the thing is, like, dude, you start losing some of your bigger hosts and all that other shit because they don't believe in the same things you believe in.
Oh, dude, I was
sorry, bro.
I was supposed to do some shows for them a year and change ago, disinvited because of the article I wrote about Kanye, because I spent that time with Kanye, and it was a positive article, and they were obviously anti-Kanye.
Was it during his Nazi rants and all
that
shit?
Literally the day after he said, I love Hitler, here in Austin. I was with him in L.A. for a weekend and then spent a long time talking to him about crazy shit.
Is this the Kanye West is dead thing?
No, that's a different
on?
Thing. Okay. I wrote the case for President Ye for Tim Pool's site after he walked off Tim's studio because he came to Tim's.
Right.
That didn't go well.
No, it sure didn't.
Tim, why do you think it didn't
Tim
go
had
well?
No, really had no idea about Kanye. Like, it was just like Tim showed up to work. He's like, I know the name Kanye. And Tim kind of just rehashed every other conversation that Kanye had that whole week, whether it was Lex Fridman, Tucker, Piers Morgan, whatever. Mm. And I'm texting people in the room being like, you have to change the conversation. I'm there, but I'm like, please. And they didn't change the conversation. Kanye got mad. He walked out. And then I'm right there and we start talking. I've been a fan of his for decades.
Sure.
So I'm just like having every conversation I thought I'd have if I ever, oddly enough, earlier that year, I said I was going to interview Kanye West. Had no idea
you
that would ever happen.
Spoke it into existence.
Spoke into existence. We hit it off. He invited me to LA. Then I spent that time with him. And between in those 2 days' time, he said, "I love Hitler" on Alex Jones' show. Mm-hmm.
And
so I'm flying out there as the world was on fire.
I assume you asked him about that. What did he have to say?
We talked about how we're like it's a Christ-like thing to forgive, and he said the Jews should forgive Hitler, and we should move on because we don't like victim mentality. And he's like, "Yeah, I also like Andy Kaufman, and I'm kind of playing a character." So it was like him trolling, but also him saying, I'm going to forgive even the worst people. And that's what he likes to do. He likes to start fires. So, and that whole time he was like, I'm going to rewrite the Constitution in a night. Like, yeah. I'm with him on Reddit. He's like trying to get a group of people to rewrite the Constitution, which was insane. We had some arguments about that. And
what's he like in real life behind the scenes?
We were super chill.
Without the mask on and shit.
Super chill. It was funny because I showed up to his studio and he
did you show up with a mask on?
I didn't.
That would have been a power move.
I was worried he was gonna keep the mask on because I'm like, oh, he's gonna be in like fight mode because Gavin McGinnis was there right before me.
Okay.
I'm watching him interview Kanye and it's not going well. Like, Kanye's got the mask
Gavin's
on.
Gavin's not the right type of guy for
Gavin
this shit.
Said he was there to save Kanye, not the thing to say at that moment.
No.
And Kanye was mad. He's like, he made fun of every voice, gay voice, whatever, but not the black voice. He's like, I wanted to be offended. I wanted to hear the black voice, but Gavin wouldn't do it. That's what Kanye said. But he came to me, the mask was off, and we were chilling.
Wait, what's a black voice sound like?
Hey, man! Hey, motherfucker!
Right. He wanted to hear that.
Yeah,
he wanted to hear that.
Yeah. I would have given it to him.
I had no idea.
X would have given it to him over here.
Right.
I would have done
it. Now.
It's too bad. Yeah. It's too bad. But
Bob, I think we've got a recording.
Nope, sure don't. Sure don't, dude. Headphones are going to come off. If I have to hear Meek Mill getting fucked by Puff Daddy, can't do it. No. I can see it. I can see it on the monitor. I can see it. I'm not going to do it. Okay. I'm going to do that today. But as this is going on, do you guys become friends, you and Kanye?
Yeah, I guess we were for a bit there. We spent, I only thought I was going to have that first day. And then he invited me to church and we spent that whole day. I went to the studio. It was just like hours of me and him just in the studio. I'm writing lyrics for this guy. I'm like, I shouldn't be in his room. But he's like, just write lyrics. And we're talking about fatherhood. Super chill. We had a good time. And then that was it. Two crazy days, and then I went home, and he would just call me all the time. I'm like with my family changing diapers, and I'm like, Kanye's fucking calling me again. It got to a point where I'm like, I feel bad. I can't pick up right now. But
yeah.
We would talk for like a month or two and about politics and prayer, Elon, because he'd just been kicked off Twitter. all types of crazy. It's me, Owen Benjamin, and Kanye in a group chat writing prayers for Truth Social. It was my life for a few weeks.
Wow, dude.
And Owen's just writing jokes for prayers.
Okay.
Yeah, he's not going to take anything seriously.
No.
Crazy. And obviously, look at Kanye now. I mean, he's come back a very different, kind of like Peterson post-drugs. Kanye came back from his year away.
Well,
year
here's my guess about him, and you can tell me if I'm incorrect on this at all. My guess about him is he does have a curious mind, and he wants to dabble in everything, learn about everything.
Yeah.
However, there is no focus toward one thing to actually complete it and get it done anymore.
There might be focus for a very short amount of time, and he'll own that thing for a short amount of time, whether it's Christianity.
But then he'll move on.
And then he'll move on. Now his new thing to focus on is like how am I going to be the biggest goon possible, right?
He's playing heel.
But why, why do you want to do it unless... because like,
he's fucking bored. What else is he going to do? He's a billionaire, for Christ's sake.
I'm not sure. Yeah. Like, because there's the other part of it, too.
Like, Kanye is not the guy who's going to move to southern Ohio in a fucking hippie commune like Chappelle and stay around his kids and shit all the time.
Right.
No.
Like, he's going to stay in L.A. He bought a house right across the street. Yep. Like, that's just who he is.
Yeah.
But it's... with him, it's one of those things where I feel like he's burning it all down on purpose just to see if he can rebuild himself.
That's what he usually does. He usually gets the culture to a point where that everyone hates him, and then he builds back something. He builds back better, as Biden would say.
Well,
or the Clintons.
Biden's
in Haiti
not
after
doing it great. Yeah.
But he's not doing it. Not as
Haiti
Kanye.
Ain't great either.
Because the Kanye now, I think is just trash. I think he went from like the most interesting artist to the most boring, predictable artist. Because he sounds like every other rapper that's out there. Sonically, it's awesome, but lyrically, I think it's bad. And people love it, and it's awesome. It's done well, like you'd expect.
Well,
no matter
if
he's,
we just talked about this. I don't know where this is going to air, but we talked about on Ross Patterson Revolution earlier. This last week, it's been bangers,
right?
So, like,
oh yeah,
I mean,
but they might also be AI.
So, okay, great fucking thing. Are we on Patreon? Because we can just fucking play it right now.
It doesn't
now.
Matter. We can play Sick. That. Play that.
Which one?
Okay, so the one that I thought was AI that I just listened to that I loved.
Yep.
Is and Bob, you're gonna have to go to Twitter for this. This is not out on Spotify or anything else. Is it on YouTube?
I hope you're gonna say the Childish Gambino.
Yes,
one. Dude, that song is amazing. But I think it's
but
AI.
Is it AI? Me and my wife both listened to it. One, the song is incredible, and it's everything we hope for out of the two of those guys.
It's amazing.
But Jesse, my wife Jesse, goes, dude, is that AI right now, or is that really Kanye?
Kanye hasn't rapped like this in a while. His flow on Vultures is not good. Gambino references AI on the track, and Drake just dropped a track with AI Snoop and Pac.
Yeah. All right, play this. All right, so this is Donald Glover right here. This is Childish Gambino.
I love the beat.
The beat is fucking dope.
Gambino's underrated.
Yes.
One of the biggest. I mean, everything he does is awesome.
I won't call him Gambino, though.
You call him Glover?
Yeah.
He deserves that. He got an Emmy. Right? For
so he said AI, and then boom. Right. Here's Kanye. The flow, the clothes, the sex appeal. Yeah, this is my commandment. Died and rebranded. 3 days later, walking to Louis Sandals. Stuck in paparazzi. They were calling a scandal, but niggas love to watch me. Really, I'm like Brando. I'd rather have no regrets, but yo, my agent just called and said, yo, say less. Niggas waiting on the throne like hope, say yes. I took my shoes out the store, they the new Payless. That's the new God flow, but I don't pray less. Yeah, she got a black king, but she don't play chess. Got this rope around my neck like I'm Jay Smollett. In the mall,
just
thinking about my last resort. She got an ass like a truck, but her accent
brought me like
say less.
Man,
I still got the A like I passed the test. Man, I could walk through the shy like it's Nazareth. If they don't put a Grammy on my gram for the same song, I'ma choke a nigga for the team like Draymond. She a bird and I blew her out of St. John. Hoping we would say less, I'm hoping they would say so. Yeah, I'm in Atlanta and we selling out State Farm. Me and him got the fire like napalm. Yeah, I'm so American. All right, you can press pause now. I mean, it's dope,
it's great.
As shit.
And the second
I
half of that song is great because it switches up the
same,
beat.
Same, everything,
and,
man.
Everything he says is awesome.
All of it. And you could tell this will be the song of the summer, but that was my first question was like, shit, is it AI?
I think it's AI. And so Drake put out that diss track that he took like 2 weeks to say was his.
So did Drake write it for Tupac?
Drake writes
it. How does that work with AI?
Drake writes nothing.
No, I understand that. But like,
yes.
Whoever the writer is, do you feed it the written thing into AI and then it replicates
the
voice?
In this case, I believe what happened was he raps it, they then make his voice sound like those people. I believe, because I only think that because I talked to a guy who claims to have actually made the Drake diss that Drake just claimed as AI. He'll walk you through like the video. It's on Instagram. I forget this guy's name. But that guy also might be full of shit. Like, but he's done this before. This guy's who I'm talking about who made the fake AI Drake diss is known for having clones of people like Kanye walk around and confusing people. So he's like a magician, you know, to trick people.
Can you confirm that some of these people, because I was wondered if he was wearing the mask, if that was him.
Right.
At some of these locations.
Right. I might have met a fake Kanye. I mean, it lined up to the way I perceive Kanye as a fan, but I only like saw him for a few days. Who knows? This sounds like old Kanye flow, not new Kanye flow. And Kanye's not the one to usually go back and do something again.
But what if somebody else wrote it for him and then he just went in the booth and recorded it?
That is possible. That is possible. And Kanye does work like that, where he has people write. I'm fucking writing for him. Like, who knows? You know, he has literally anyone in his circle at that time write stuff, and he'll pull. And he has people like he's famously had like Mos Def or Talib, Jay Electronica write flows.
So let's say it is AI.
Yeah.
What are your feelings on it then? If you know that it isn't him, and do you care?
I hate AI. AI's demon technology.
I do too, but if you can't figure it out, then what's the difference?
Bob, did you get that link I sent?
Yeah.
Play this one and then tell me you hate AI, motherfucker.
I know.
Oh, I know. I still do. I saw this.
This dude's got a whole channel of this stuff, by the way.
Do you know the AI site that does this?
No. Tim's got one that he's been doing lately.
Can you send it to me?
It's trash. Yeah, I'll find it from her.
Because I'll do it for the show. I'll write something for the show and see what happens with it. Because this sounds great. This is AI.
It does sound great. It's just a gimmick. It's like the lava lamp of music.
If we're rocking to it, what's the difference?
All right, you can cut it. Well, I mean, when's the last time any good music came out anyways?
I like a lot of the music right now. It's like not on the radio. I like Fontaine's DC. I think they're weird Irish kids.
I don't know what that is.
They make weird music. I like... oh, shit.
I feel like we've
done... All That Remains. You know, they just got a new song.
All That Remains?
Yeah, but it's not out yet, is it?
No, maybe that's not out yet. I think
it's
like,
May, I think.
This band, Metz, M-E-T-Z, they're a fucking cool band.
We actually have some breaking Kanye West news.
What do you got?
Shit.
You, your wife, who's one other woman y'all going to have
a threesome? Oh, good. I want to talk about this. I saw this.
You can pick anyone in the world. There's just one person. I think I know what you're thinking, but I'm not even going to say no names. I just want to see what you would think.
Michelle Obama.
Confirming that Kanye's gay.
Yeah. Oh, that's really fucking funny.
He wants to have a threesome with Big Mike.
Mike?
That's ridiculous.
Because he wanted to fuck a president's wife.
He goes on to say, because I want to fuck the president's wife. Why not?
I just hate this
Obama
phase of Kanye.
Obama hates him anyway, so yeah.
I hate this whole phase of Kanye. I think it's so bad.
Is it a phase, or is he just...
Everything is a phase.
Everything's a phase. It's constantly just like a new version. And there's nothing interesting about it to me at all. I've seen all this from other people. And typically I look to someone like him to give something new. And for once it seems like he's just a watered down version of Future.
So when you wrote the Kanye West is dead thing, is it in regards to artistically?
Oh, that's weird. That's weird because I had already started writing that 10 years ago. The day he put out Monster on October 23rd, 2012 or whatever it was, there's a line in that inspired me to start writing this whole book that was him as a protagonist. It was just like a silly idea that I'm always like returning to. So when I'm with him on that second day, I was like, it's weird that I'm here because I've been writing this book. And I was trying to say it not too creepy because I'm like, I'd been writing this whole novel. But he was like into it and he was about to post about it on his Instagram. And I was like, please don't do that because I actually like this idea and I want to put it out there. And it's nowhere near being done. We had been writing all these crazy Instagram posts that day about Elon being a clone and Obama being a clone.
Wrote those?
I wrote them with him, yeah.
No way.
I have pictures of me holding his phone. Like, that was ridiculous. But that was a fun time. It was within 10 minutes. There's like all these articles about these stupid posts we were doing on Instagram. But
they were endless.
They were hilarious.
I mean, you guys did it for
just
over and over and over
in the Nobu in Santa Monica, just laughing about...
Malibu.
Yeah, Malibu, you're right. Yeah. First time I saw the Pacific Ocean was from that hotel room, and then writing raps. It was stupid and surreal. But I don't know. I don't know. I think he's just in a bad, bad place right now. I really do.
Because of what?
Because he's obsessed with materialism in a new way. It used to be like, we want to free ourselves from materialism while also it's good to be materialistic if you want to be. Mm-hmm. But there's something about him now where he's only gauging his wealth through trying to be a goon that we've already seen done in rap for 20, 30 years. He's always been someone to kind of do paradigm shifts and things I think are interesting. And it's whatever. I like the Christian albums. I like Yeezus. I don't need him to remake those. But everything that's coming out now happens to sound good, but lyrically sounds tired. And he sounds uninspired. And I don't know. I think it's people he's probably surrounding himself with.
Well, he's also in his late 40s. He's rich as fuck.
Yep.
Shane, you've been on the podcast before. You know we got some sponsors. Put the shit wagon on the air. First and foremost, GhostBed.com/drinkingbros. 50% off everything in the entire store with the promo code drinkingbros at checkout. Finest mattresses ever created. Beauty of it is they're all created in America, too. All the sheets, American. Adjustable bases, American. Mattresses for RVs, American. They got the weighted blankets. They got everything over there. They've even got to pre-order for the new massage toppers. Massages you from head to toe. Comes with a remote control. They got a massage mattress over there. Venus Williams has her own line of mattresses. Ghost Bed's on the come up, dude. Got a nice little product refresh over there. They've always been the best in the biz. Now they're getting even better, and they're passing off the savings to you. 50% off with the promo code DRINKINGBROS at checkout. Plus, when you check out, you're going to see a box to check that'll give you an option to stretch out those payments over 3 years. A 3-year pay-as-you-go program, no interest as long as you have decent credit. That way, you can buy yourself a brand new bedroom set, stretch it out over 3 years, and just kind of forget about it. Let's face it, I'm still paying for a Showtime app. My goddamn credit card monthly. I don't even notice it. And they're out of business, all right? Showtime doesn't exist anymore. Stretch it out, dude. Get whatever you want. It's your time. It's your time to live. And you might as well live in comfort. Go to ghostbed.com/drinkingbros today. Get yourself a brand new bedroom set. You've earned it. Next up, we got firstform.com/drinkingbros. Talking about those microfactors, dog. Microfactors are essential to staying healthy, keeping healthy. And when you can't work out every single day or let's say in my case, 3 days a week right now, it's getting tougher. It's getting tougher. Let's say you're not eating the way you want to every single day. It is important, though, to get the vitamins inside you that you need on a daily basis. This takes all the guesswork out of it, and they do it for you. Comes in a nice cardboard box. They got a trap door with it. Pops out. They got 30 bags in there, one for every day of the month, and it just divvies up all your vitamins for you. This little bag comes with the antioxidants, the EFAs, the CoQ10s, the fruits and veggies, the probiotics, and the multivitamins in there. D'Anthony, highly recommend that liver detox. Tell everybody about it.
Well, it's a liver detox.
Sure is, but it's in pill form.
It is in pill form, yeah. So you take it. I take it on a semi-regular basis, even though I'm not really drinking that much right now. But certainly when you're drinking, it amplifies the effects of your liver's ability to function at its highest level, right? Mm-hmm. So, you know, you hear about all these detoxes and all this other stupid bullshit, like a cleanse. That is meaningless. Your body has all these organs already that are designed to do that shit. So what you should be doing is taking supplements that support exactly what your body's already trying to do, not drinking water with cayenne pepper in it. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So liver detox works really well for people like us who like to enjoy an adult beverage from time to time.
Yeah, we sure do. Big fan of their energy drinks, too, while you're over there. And I love their breakfast protein sticks. Those breakfast sausages are my fucking jam, dude. Head on over to firstform.com/drinkingbros today. We're going to get free shipping on orders over $75. Best supplement game in the biz, dude. Love those guys, man. Check out their entire websites. Seriously, lucky to have them on the show. Speaking of detoxing the old liver, Next up, we got hardafseltzer.com. Come on, dude. When you're drinking 8% seltzers on a daily basis, yeah, you're going to need that liver detox from time to time, friends. We're now live in Texas, Florida, Georgia, Tennessee, Alabama, North Carolina, and Ohio. Got a couple new states on the horizon here. Looking forward to those. Going to share them with you tomorrow night on the NFL Draft Show, now that we have the full go-ahead. So you'll get the exclusive on the two new states we're opening up in tomorrow night when we were live for the NFL Draft Show there. Big, big news to report. It's shocking, too. One of them's real goddamn shocking. If you know me, Texas, we're in over 100 HEBs, every single Total Wines in the states, every single Total Wine down in Florida, Wilmington, North Carolina, Ohio, Tennessee, we're in every single Total Wine as well. All the Piggly Wigglies in Alabama, in some of those Kroger. If you're in Houston, Texas, go down to those Krogers and buy them out, dude. All right, we're trying to get a deal with them nationally. It'll help. Just buy out the Krogers down there in Houston, Texas. We're also in a bunch of your favorite bars and restaurants as well. So go to the store locator on hardafseltzer.com. Type in your city or zip code. It'll take you to the closest location nearest you, and it doesn't matter if it's a grocery store, a bar, a restaurant, Smoky Mountain Axe House, Ramajama down in Tuscaloosa, Tiger Liquors down there at Auburn University. It'll take you wherever it's closest. So wherever it is served, it will take you there. And it is super helpful. We also still ship right to your house at hardafseltzer.com. Support us and support the show by buying a 12-pack today. At what point do you care and still want to do it anymore? I mean, my motivational guy was Kobe because of the work ethic.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But eventually, the work ethic is going to leave.
Right.
Even in Kobe's last year, he was smiling to everybody. He was shaking hands and all that shit we had never seen before ever. But he was done. He had announced it.
Right.
And he was like, well, I'm going to enjoy this. Yes, it was great. Yeah. And I did all the things.
Yeah. That's a good thing about athletes. It doesn't always or even often translate to entertainers.
Yeah,
they almost always stay way past their prime. Yeah, right.
Sometimes they come back and have a weird last final moment, like a Johnny Cash.
Yeah, I mean, I don't think he needed to redeem himself. He was just kind of broken down after a while. But coming back and covering hurt was a good way to send it off.
Well, same way with Kobe that last year because he's my favorite.
Yeah,
but like watching him taped up and because I was going to a lot of games at that point. I was an editor on a movie. It was right across the street, so I was going to a ton of Laker games and all that stuff. Cool. When you love somebody and then you watching them get wrapped up. And I think the last game I went to, he scored. It was four before the final game.
Right.
And he barely scored 12 points. Ugh. There was this Asian woman with him. She was wrapping him from head to toe in ice and bandages. Wow, there's a famous photo of it from the bench. And it was just, she was like this 60-year-old Asian woman who had to wrap him up in front of everybody in the arena.
Right.
So it wasn't like it was in the locker room or everywhere else.
Right.
It was just so he could sit down on the fucking bench.
I think with Kanye, it could be that I'm not counting him out.
There it is. Yep. That's the photo.
I'm not counting Kanye out. Oh, wow.
So this was in between quarters and I was, 10 rows away from it. So I got to see the process. Look at how miserable he looked. And then they were wrapping him. This was mid game. So like this was mid quarter, mid everything to get him out there. And I was like, fuck.
So two things. I want to say something about Kobe, but about Kanye, I'm not counting him out. I think he still could come back and do something else that's interesting. Because artists can come back and totally change their style and do something that's fascinating. People do love the new stuff, though, so I don't want to discount that.
I love the last three songs.
I'm not a fan of anything on Vultures, but
Carnival.
I can't stand that song.
Love that song.
Can't stand that song.
Love that song.
It's just so boring to me. But with Kobe, seeing those images. The world fell apart after Kobe died.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Well, that was a rough
2 months. It's reminding me of that.
It started with the wildfires in Australia that killed like 10 billion animals.
It was in January. Yep. Yeah,
right.
That was January 3rd, I believe.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
And the next thing was Kobe died like January 24th. Is that it? Or 28th?
Yeah.
Maybe? Something like that.
Yeah, it was in January.
COVID happened in March?
No, that weekend. If you recall, we heard from the government, January 28th is when they were going to start shutting down airports and shit.
Yeah.
It got pushed to the right a little bit, but it was already on my radar by then.
And then Rogers died because I did this gig with Post Malone here.
Kenny Rogers? Austin.
Yeah, and I flew home, and then they shut down the world, and we were all just kind of at home drinking. And Kenny Rogers died, and that sent me off the fucking edge.
Post Malone during COVID, that's where I actually started to respect Post Malone because his Nirvana video was incredible. Did you see that?
The live concert where he covered their Nirvana was great.
Incredible.
Yeah, it was great. On YouTube.
Oh, man, it was amazing. It sounded so good. But, this gives me, like, PTSD from early.
Well, now he's doing music with Morgan Wallen.
Yeah.
Post has a new country song with Morgan Wallen.
He did a country song with Beyonce, which sucked. He did a song with Taylor Swift, which
was great. The song he did, just go to fucking Post Malone's Instagram and you can play a sample.
I loved it.
With Morgan Wallen?
I haven't heard it. If you like Morgan Wallen,
I love Morgan Wallen. Yeah. I think it's great.
Like, he's probably better at being Morgan Wallen than Morgan Wallen is, to be honest. But they're both good in this. Yeah.
I like Morgan Wallen. I have not heard this.
He definitely posted it on his Instagram somewhere. I don't remember where it is.
It's like almost like a cell phone video of him up close.
Yeah,
I think it might.
It's not live. I mean, it's like him outside. Technically, it's not live.
Maybe.
No, it's not. I mean, maybe it's
YouTube.
Not live.
Maybe YouTube.
It's like him sitting on a chair in the middle.
It's like he's got it on a phone
or something.
Nah, it's not that either.
Just go to YouTube. Sorry. Type in Post Malone and Morgan Wallen,
or Twitter.
Yeah,
probably is easier.
What I heard though sounded amazing.
I haven't heard it. I like Morgan Wallen. I like him more that he throws chairs off of roofs and shit like that, too. That's old school country.
We need more of that.
Our boys in blue?
Yeah.
Well,
we need more of that.
Look, did he know the cop car was down there? Probably not. Probably not.
They were probably in the wrong.
He was. There's video footage, too, of the police officer walking the chair back in.
Does it say when this one was posted on YouTube?
A month ago.
A month ago? Okay. Is this going to be on Morgan Wallen's new album or Post Malone's new album?
I don't know, actually. Maybe.
Because I think Post Malone would make a great country album if he actually decided to do it.
I was under the impression they were doing a collab album.
Could be.
I could be wrong.
Hey, that would be dope, too.
The phrasing in that song is amazing.
It's great. that's a great song, and that'll be a massive, massive banger.
Yeah, Post Malone is a very good writer. Yeah.
Dude, he's so
like,
good.
As far as musicians who actually write their own lyrics and in his genre, he's probably the only one.
Yeah,
to be honest.
And also went on Kill Tony.
Did you see that?
It's amazing. Yeah, he doesn't care.
It's amazing.
He doesn't care. He's just enjoying the ride.
But yeah. So what with the Kanye West is dead thing? Whatever happened with it?
Well, so I didn't do anything with it for a while, and then I decided that I was going to start serializing it on Twitter. So that's the first serialized novel on Twitter. I put it out a new chapter every 2 weeks, and it basically is about what happened if Kanye died in the car accident in 2003 or 2002, whenever it was. So
it's like a butterfly effect thing?
Yeah, it's kind of weird. Afterlife.
Well, Donald Glover did an interview the other day, and they asked him who his favorite rapper, who the best is, and he said Kanye.
Yeah, of course.
And they were like, why? And he goes, we would not have any rapper today if it weren't for Kanye.
Yeah. And I love rap. I love KRS-One. I love Cannabis. Big Pun. I was more of a Tupac fan than Biggie.
Same.
But Kanye, to me, even if I don't agree with everything he's doing right now, he's the greatest artist we've ever had. I think he's better than when I was teaching, I used to make these kids do a debate of who's more influential, Shakespeare or Kanye. And I didn't tell them how I felt. I think it's Kanye, because Kanye just has infiltrated every institution and changed fashion, different types of music, and it was unstoppable. Shakespeare maybe gave us some words. What are words?
Fucking nerd.
It wasn't even him.
Super nerd.
It was a ghostwriter.
Exactly. The feds set that up too.
Set up Shakespeare?
Oh yeah, big time.
Shakespeare told a story that could save America right now, the Taming of the Shrew, right?
Mm.
It recognizes the very true and obvious fact that a woman that's acting up is missing a masculine influence in her life. And then as a result of that, she becomes more masculine.
Yeah.
That story should be taught very young.
It's too bad a lot of people are illiterate these days.
Yeah, and well, but I mean, for a guy like Shane, who's got so many charges domestic violence, that it's like, what, Shane? Your rap sheet is like 14 women you've hit.
It's rough. And I shouldn't even be in Texas right now.
Yeah, but they were all standing in the same line.
Yeah.
You didn't
see how they were dressed.
Yeah, shouldn't okay. Yeah.
Well, it's just they saying you kept saying, oh, no, officer, it's a rap on the beak. It's a rap on the beak over and over again. And that was weird to me.
Yeah.
My favorite scene from Ted is where he's walking down the street and Mila Kunis is driving next to him and she's like, hey, do you want to ride? He's like, no, it's fine. If I get raped, it'll be my fault for what I'm wearing.
Yeah. And that's true.
And that's the moral of the story, everybody. That's the American dream right there.
But with Tim, you get access to all these crazy celebrities, all this fucking wild shit there. Yeah,
it's been crazy.
Who's been somebody interesting in the last year? When's the last time you were here? Was it a year ago?
It was a year. I don't know if I did that. I'm trying to think. The most interesting one is probably the Riff Raff. You know who that rapper is?
Oh, yeah.
I spent a week at his house.
How was that?
It was fucking amazing. It was hilarious.
Jody
High Roller. He hit me up. I tweeted out one day that him and Theo Von are like two great poets. If you watch them talk, it's just two people saying ridiculous phrases that no one else could say. And he responded. He actually had seen the Kanye story that was a month or two prior to that and invited me to his house. And I said, yes, because I'm a huge Riff Raff fan.
Uh-huh.
So I went down there and it was super cool. We walked dogs. He made smoothies, went to a monster truck rally, made some music. And that was a really fun, crazy week because it was like he's kind of a character, playing a character.
I was going to say, that's what it seemed like.
But he's also that person. It's weird. He knows it's funny, but he's that person. So we went deep on Houston rap, basketball, how he got his name, his problems with, you know, he got Me Too'd in Australia, and then he got kicked off his label, and his career kind of tanked, and he's all independent now. And so we talked about all these things. It was so serious and funny. At a certain point, he filmed a podcast with me, and it was complete chaos. So that's probably my favorite.
Okay, I like him. Yeah, he'd be a great guest too. On the show.
He would be a phenomenal guest.
He was on Theo Von's show, and it was very good.
Yeah, he's amazing. He'll talk pretty much about anything.
It was a year and 1 week.
Was it really?
Since we saw you last. It was April 12th.
God, look at that. He's trying to come back on the year date, dude.
That's right.
Wild.
That's right. I had just done the Riff Raff one.
This is your Graceland.
Yeah, that's right. I love it.
This is your Graceland. You're always welcome.
I'll bring Riff Raff next time.
You should.
Just don't die on the turlet.
I'm dying to have him on the show.
Oh, I thought you were going to say you're
dying.
I'll
hit him up today.
I'd love to have him on the show. And Elvis?
Yeah, we should get Elvis on the show.
Well, we can't get Elvis. Show. We can maybe bring in some ashes. Elvis Costello, maybe.
I want to bring in the toilet that he died on.
That would be a great interview.
Have Joe Rogan lie down next to it like Conor McGregor and interview the toilet. What was that last dump like, brother?
Man, I bet he didn't get it out. That's why he died.
What do you think he was eating?
Fuck, dude.
Gravy salad, man.
I tried to see it. Have you ever been to Graceland?
What, his dump?
No, the toilet.
Because you know they've got Napoleon's cock or something?
Yes. Yeah, yeah.
They should have that dump that killed fucking Elvis.
Traveling America.
Yeah, dude.
Well,
they
got to like extract it. I don't think the dump came out. That's how he died. That,
yeah, exactly. So cut it out of him.
Yeah.
Because you got to take out his organs anyway.
I'm sure they took it. Someone's
got
to have it.
Somebody's got that dump.
Yeah, someone's
got that dump.
Bob, is that the dick or is that the last dump of Elvis?
That's Napoleon's cock.
That is Napoleon.
Dude, it's Napoleon's cock.
This guy did not have to cut his dick off and was just like, I need this. I need to have Napoleon's
dick.
Wait,
so this was... Oh, okay. I thought you meant Napoleon himself cut it off before
he
died.
Oh, yeah, no. Napoleon was not
that's
trans.
That's baller, dude.
Yeah. He was like, fuck this exile.
Well, yeah, right. But it was like, oh, man, before I die, I'll cut off my own dick.
Take
fuck
this.
You guys. That's pretty rad.
Yeah. That I guess, you know, Van Gogh didn't have gender dysphoria.
Right.
Yeah, that's true. He just shot
because he didn't have a problem cutting shit off.
No, right.
You see that dude or that woman that got herself Barbied?
No,
yeah, that's
smooth
the thing. Barbie, the smoothening is what I call it. Barbie surgery.
Your genital shape.
You remove all the. You get a fucking just a Barbie thing. Remove the nipples, everything.
Smooth
the whole thing.
Oh yeah,
up around everything. To the ass.
Yeah.
All the way around.
You're just walking around with a crack in your ass. Yeah.
She got a colostomy bag.
No, so they said they leave a little hole for pissing.
Yeah.
Which is wild.
Wow. Does she have an OnlyFans? Is this how you guys know?
Not yet. No, okay. We're waiting.
Okay. It was in some, I think, the Daily Stormer.
Is this American?
Just kidding. The Daily Stormer is a neo-Nazi.
Is it?
Publication, by the way.
My subscription ended, so I don't have that anymore.
You ever seen the gay Nazi group from California that was big in like the 70s?
No, but I kind of want to meet some of those.
Oh, so do man. I. I bet
huge,
they fucked
ass,
hard.
Huge thing, I've got some questions.
I bet they fucked hard, dude.
Definitely.
That's is a gay Nazi worse than a gay pro-Palestinian person?
Did she get married? Tough call. Did she probably get married?
I agree.
Yeah.
I agree. But I did try to see Elvis's toilet at Graceland.
Yeah. How'd it look?
The guard stopped.
You can't even see it. That should be part of the tour.
You can't walk up there, yeah.
Yeah, but you can go to the book depository where Kennedy got blasted.
Yes. And by the way, that's lined out. Have you been there?
No.
So that whole thing is lined out, but when you try to go upstairs at Graceland, because there's ropes, there's a fucking set of guards. They're like, nah, dude, you're not going up there. And I was like,
I need to see it.
I want to take a dump on that toilet.
So do I.
Yes. That's probably why I stopped.
Everybody wants to shit on that thing.
Yeah. That's king shit right there. Where it's just like, hey, dude, let me get it out because he couldn't.
This is what we do. We set up we need a kid from Make-A-Wish and say his final.
Make a shit.
We'll find a little retard.
To make a shit and be like, hey.
We need it.
This is Ralston.
No, it's Chippy.
This is Chippy Ralston. And they've always dreamed before they pass away of shitting on Elvis's toilet where he died.
I know it's ridiculous, but
I'm sorry.
We're make a wish.
Yeah. You know? And there's nothing we can do.
You try to convince him, he's a white kid, you try to convince him he's dying from sickle cell.
Yeah. We're just like, hey, dude.
Just I like to pepper in things like that because if they challenge you on it, like, whoa, you don't know what his race is.
You don't know what's inside of little Chippy Ralston.
Chippy Ralston.
That's such a good point.
And it is pretty progressive. All his dream is just to grunt one out up there.
That's it.
You know? Legs up.
You have to leave us alone so we can all sit on it.
Dude. And just play Elvis's music in the background. Don't be cruel.
Oh,
that's all you want to hear when you're dumping out up there.
Be amazing.
Just don't be cruel to the porcelain. That's it. Yeah.
That's what the lid sings it when you open it, actually.
Oh, a tripwire that just plays Elvis hits?
So security knows.
It's like
it's like Churchill's in Manhattan.
Yes.
When you walk in, it just starts playing.
My favorite bar.
Have you been to that bar? No. Whenever you walk in, it just starts playing Winston Churchill speeches from the 30s and 40s.
In the bathroom.
It's dope as hell.
It makes you, I would go out of my way in New York City to dump out in that bar.
That's awesome.
Because it's the most calming thing is to hear Churchill firing up everybody when you're
taking a
shit.
I was pounding off in there.
Were you really? I couldn't get an erection in Winston Churchill.
I like powerful men.
Yeah.
Well,
there you go.
I understand
that's why I like Big Mike.
Yeah, Big Mike.
It's full circle.
You think that's real?
Yes.
Come on, dude.
Yeah. Dude, obviously. Come on.
Shane, that's why we love having you on, because everything's a conspiracy.
I feel like all we need is a strand of hair or a fingernail or something, and we can get that DNA tested and see what chromosomes are in there. It's possible to do it.
Yeah, dude.
Right?
The kids look like her. That one I won't.
Because they're all created in a lab.
Two dudes can make a child. We have X and Y chromosomes.
Right.
We can make a child with just two. You can take two dudes, not even semen, just two dudes' DNA and make a child out of that.
I don't want Shane's
DNA. That has
DNA.
Both DNA.
No, I mean, it
would
be
you
really
want
good.
Big Mike's DNA because you want a fucking Division I college athlete.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I'm not giving
you. Have you ever seen that video of her dunking from the free throw line, just dragging her dick and nuts across some dude's face? Just flying.
Dominique Wilkins.
Boom.
It was Dominique Wilkins.
Yeah, dude. It's impressive.
She won the 98 dunk contest.
She did. But nobody knows. The government had it deleted.
It's too bad.
What's the biggest conspiracy theory you're working on right now?
Fake clouds. The clouds are fake. All the clouds are fake. Everyone should know that. The sky is a green screen to get Project Bluebeam off the ground. But look, there's a hierarchy to the fake clouds. There's not just chemtrails. There's forever chemicals that have poisoned vintage clouds that God put up there. And then there's clouds that come out of HARP, clearly. Clouds from Fukushima left over.
We are seeding clouds.
We are seeding clouds. I mean, look what happened in Dubai recently.
Yeah, pretty openly.
We've been seeding clouds since Vietnam War with Operation Popeye to create monsoons to flood to get the Viet Cong out of their tunnels. So fake clouds are out there. The real people are starting to notice. I've been working on this for a year, and I would say the fake clouds are in the Overton window now.
Have you?
So what percentage? Dude. Out of 100, do you think that there is fake clouds?
There's a spectrum of the fakeness. Okay, like there's completely fake ones that are up there, like hologram to cloak some secret U.S. tech that they've been building, reverse engineering from aliens. But then there's also vintage clouds that have been poisoned from which are partly real. So
Bob,
there's like,
can you pull up that art display that's a cloud inside of a room?
Oh yeah,
because I'm just
this is the only revelation reason, of the method.
The only reason I'm doing this is because you can clearly see that it's possible to do what
really?
He's saying. Yes,
I've never heard anything about this fucking thing.
Have you interviewed any of the clouds?
I'm working on it.
Yeah,
they're fucking really difficult.
Romulus?
Yeah. They're hard to pin down.
Cumulonimbus.
Whoa, where was this?
This is in France, I think. I think it's at an art display in France.
So what is that made out of, exactly?
What clouds are made of?
No, not that, but this. I don't know what clouds are made of.
It's made of cloud. It's Do you not know what clouds are?
I do, but how do you get it inside of a room like this? You adjust to stay the
fucking barometric
still?
Pressure, temperature, and fucking humidity, dude.
They put out like treats to follow. Yeah. Like,
but this doesn't look like the room that would be able to be capable to pump it.
That's a cloud friendly room.
You don't know what's behind that.
But it's an old room.
But it's a climate controlled room where they made a cloud.
But that's also more of a vintage cloud that has old taste. And I think it would
zoom
be
in on it, Bob.
Convinced to be in that room.
Yeah, the cloud has gotten some plastic surgery.
Yeah. Look at that cloud. It's a good looking cloud. Beautiful cloud.
It really is good. And the sunlight on it like that?
Yeah.
It's quite beautiful.
That's real, though.
It's a good specimen.
I don't jack off to clouds that often, but this is one I would. This is a very beautiful cloud.
I will send you some links to Cloud OnlyFans that you're going to really like. Fake ones.
Cloudy fans?
Yeah, it's great. It's great.
Oh, man.
They charge a lot.
How many of the clouds that we see in the atmosphere right now do you think are
fake? Well, you're
fake?
Missing what he's We're saying. The stages, right? So there's some that are completely fake, some that are real infected. But seeded.
Right.
Infected is probably a better way to say it.
Right. Yeah. I think they're all been mutilated by all the things we've done to the sky. Whether it's dropping bombs, or the forever everyone agrees there's like forever chemicals in rivers and water supplies. That evaporates up into the clouds. They're filled with microplastics. It's literally in everything, and it's raining back down on us. So, and we also know, like, recently off the coast of San Francisco, they're shooting different chemicals and minerals into the clouds to reflect sunlight back up into the sun, because that's what Bill Gates wants to do with his project ScopeX, which is throwing a lot of dust in the sky because they think it's going to help destroy climate change.
Well, that's what a nuclear winter would do, yeah. But yeah. It also stops carbon dioxide from escaping when
you
do that.
Yeah, it's not good.
No, it's a greenhouse effect. That's what happened on Venus, by the way, right?
Bill Gates.
Venus. Well, it wasn't Bill Gates, but Venus had an atmosphere, and then too much particulate got into the air. It wasn't just carbon. It was a lot of stuff got into the air, and heat was not allowed or not capable of escaping anymore, and it just roasted, cooked the entire atmosphere. That's what it's called, a runaway greenhouse effect. That's what people are worried about with climate change.
Right.
But it can't happen here because we're 70% water on the surface.
I mean,
if we cooked all of our water off the planet, yeah, sure.
Right.
But it's not going to happen at fucking 78 degrees instead of 77.
Well, I know in Asia, for example, when they were having problems with droughts, they were shooting things up to make it rain. And
yeah, people.
Out of fake cloud. Yeah. Strippers.
Uyghur Muslims.
Making it real.
That's right.
Making it rain.
Right. They just grind up the Uyghurs and spit it into the sky.
Yeah, that's a word that I'm not going to try to replicate today. It's too close. You know? It's too close to another one.
Don't be afraid.
With an ER in the back. But,
I don't know what you're talking about.
But with that, so I understand how it could happen. I just find it hard to believe with how much coverage it would take for the entire world of clouds.
Look how much effort they put into the Michael Jackson crime scene. You don't think they're going to do the same thing to the sky?
That's a real one, dude. Those baby dolls, like now. All of that makes sense in there.
No, I don't want to take away. Sandals. I don't want to take away from the realness of the fake clouds, because I do think it's a scourge, a very real scourge. And I think it's something that just happens over decades. Like when the train blew up in East Palestine, that was 4 hours away from where I'm at in West Virginia. Ash fell on my car in a few days. Like, this stuff isn't just disappearing. It's going to the ground. It's going to the sky. It's recycling itself over and over and over again. Fukushima is still fucking up tuna. You know, the atom bomb, I think, had a lot. All the atom bombs. You know, we've dropped many, 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 many. And we did a lot in a short period of time in the, what was that, late 60s, early 70s. That stuff has got to create problems in the sky, I think. Like, that's a real issue. Not bullshit climate change, but actual mutilation of the atmosphere through experiments that have gone wrong, or just experiments in general that we shouldn't be playing with.
So you think the government is trying to hide some military tests behind the fake clouds?
There's some fake clouds that they definitely project into the sky.
And then some are maybe for weather issues where it's like, hey, we need it to rain. Or
which
you're
saying, they do that out west.
Yeah, and so that has been confirmed, and that's real, right. At least in Asia. I don't
so
know
you know
if they've done it
you'll
in
at least say there's some fake clouds in the sky.
Well, the Asia thing, like, I don't know.
Look at Dubai.
What do you call that? Yeah, Dubai as well.
You call them Asian.
Yeah, you do.
But that's the attack of the fake clouds in Dubai.
Okay.
That's what happens.
Are they attacking, though?
They've been punching each other with bars.
Imagine when the fake clouds.
You know that 65% of all crimes are committed by only 13% of clouds?
Yeah.
This is actually true. Yeah, you should look it up.
It's white on white, mostly.
Just wait until the clouds hook up with the new dogs with flamethrowers, those robot dogs.
If a white cloud attacks a black cloud.
Oof. Yeah, there are George Floyd clouds for sure.
Oh, black clouds matter.
I'll put my cloud underneath.
Do you remember that, when that one cloud sent lightning down to destroy the George Floyd mural?
So you're saying that was set up by the government?
Could have been a remote control fake cloud.
Cloud was white.
Cloud was white. Cloud was white. Technically a hate crime. Yeah, you're right.
The cloud did say, I can't breathe. So
this is so true.
What else conspiracy wise do you think is out there that we should keep an eye on?
Oh man.
Because you're the dude.
I just think that they're constantly poisoning us. You know, when I talk to people who don't believe in any conspiracies, I agree, but
I think it's poisoning us psychologically.
Well, our brains have been infected because the attack on reality is happening at every possible front. Everything you digest, all the movies, all the news diet, the things you eat, your water supply, fluoride. You know, like I was talking to a guy in West Virginia, runs a water plant. I'm like, I'm not using that water because there's fluoride in it. And he's like, if I don't put fluoride in it, I will be fined $20,000 by the state. And I'm like, I don't think fluoride's so good for you. And he goes, I understand, because he'll watch fluoride just not die. It has like a really long shelf life. He's like, I don't think it's good for people either, while he's dumping it in the water supply. So I just think at every possible, it's spiritual poison, it's your diet, it's physical poison. So I was going to say, like, I point people to something like Tuskegee or Guatemala, when our government just let syphilis run rampant on people and not heal them and give it to them on purpose. So I'm worried about constantly being poisoned. I was born paranoid. This is something I didn't acquire. It was just,
well, there was also a period.
No shit. You don't say shit.
Yeah. There was always these glasses. They're actually fake eyeballs behind us. You can't see my real retina.
Sure is. You're a goddamn robot.
There was also a period in the 80s and 90s when Hulkamania ran wild.
That was.
It was, yeah.
That was a good time.
A lot of people don't remember that.
That was the best time.
The reason I bring that up is because I think we should replace the national anthem with "I Am a Real American" by Hulk Hogan.
I'm down.
Right. Yeah. And then I think
said that for a while.
Then I think "Hail to the Chief" should be replaced with Stone Cold's. At least for try. I think I talked to a lot of people that I respect over the weekend about this.
Yeah, because we did a show on it a couple weeks ago,
where I landed was each president should come in with like the dog. Each president should come in with their own walkout music, and you get to pick.
Well, this we didn't discuss. So, what's Obama's? What's his walkout?
It's Raining Men, probably.
Hallelujah is Raining Men.
Because he's gay as hell.
What about Bush?
It would be some retarded country bullshit.
Bush strikes me as
or that cocaine that song.
That's Eric Clapton.
No. That's not Cream. The fucking one that we played on that Alex Jones thing.
Paul Coffin?
Yeah, Paul. Yeah,
I like Paul Coffin. He's got a new song coming out. I went on the show. Mm. Yes.
JFK's would be Hey Man, one. Nice Shot. Mm. I love that song.
That could be Reagan's,
I haven't heard that song in years.
Could be Reagan's.
Yeah, it's Reagan's. It's JFK's. Yeah.
A few can share it.
It's Abraham Lincoln. It's
Garfield.
Lincoln. Aaron Burr. That's Garfield.
Was it Burr that died? Who is the one that died in the duel?
But Burr was VP. He doesn't count. Nobody cares about that shit.
He died in a duel, right?
Yeah. Burr killed Hamilton in a duel.
Yeah.
I didn't watch that play.
No, you missed it.
They left all of the gay parts.
They sure did. When they were sucking each other's dicks.
Over and over again. Burr and Hamilton reverse 69ing for 6 hours straight.
Yeah.
Sold out.
And then Hamilton said he was a squirter, but he's a man.
It sure is.
So it was just poop.
Yeah.
And that's why they were fighting.
I saw that same documentary on the History Channel. It's very good. Yeah.
Clinton's would be like black jazz. Somebody like Louis Armstrong.
Well, if it was,
because he played the. Remember, he was all.
I would say Super Freak.
No,
he played the saxophones.
He played the saxophone. Southern.
Oh yeah,
I'll give you Clinton's right here.
All
right.
Oh boy, is this like a sleeve thing?
Great if it was. Is it called Shave 'Em Dry?
I got nipples on my titties, big as the end of my thumb. I got something between my legs that'll make a dead man come.
Wow. That's special.
Baby, won't you shave them dry?
Give me the fucking AI link. Let me write some of this shit.
This is real.
Yeah, this is no. Dirty Blues. Yeah,
no.
This is real from the
20s. This is a real one?
Yep. This is very real.
There's a bunch of weird ones.
Wow.
God damn it. This feeds into everything he said, dude. I don't know what's real and fake anymore.
So I call that post-reality. That's the totality of events, digital and physical, where no one knows what's real anymore because you can't distinguish it because of AI.
Yes.
And that's the Drake disses. That's this. That's the glue your balls. It's new Kanye. no one knows it's war, it's Ukraine. People see fucking video games and they think that's fighter jets in Ukraine.
Yep.
No one knows anymore. So you're, that's probably the biggest thing to worry about because it's a constant
psyop. I agree. And this, so this is what I struggle with as a parent, I guess. If I was single and I didn't have kids,
yeah,
I could laugh about this shit and just not really give a fuck about it all the time. Right. I just don't know what to tell them when they get to a certain age. Because even like my kid just turned 10. And even he's got questions now at 10 where I was just like, oh, shit, I didn't think I was going to have to answer this.
Tell him everything is gay and retarded.
It's a good place to start.
Definitely can't do that.
It's a good place to start.
Yeah, you absolutely
can. Yeah, can't do that because he's got to go to school. But with that, there's things that like, there's questions where I'm like, I don't know if this is real or this is fake or who's who and what's so what.
I have an 8-year-old and he has some wild questions too. And I think what I try to do is instill in him, you have to be really observant with everything. And also, unfortunately, be very, I don't say distrustful. That's not what I've said, but I was talking to him the other day about, you know, we go to church and we were talking about there's bad people everywhere. Mm-hmm. Even at church, right?
Yeah.
And if someone calls themselves a Christian doesn't automatically mean that they're a good person. It could mean that they're fucking lying to you, right? So I didn't say those words to him, but more or less it's what I said because he's 8 and there's bad people. I wrote this crazy story about catching child predators with Alex Rosen. I don't know if you know that guy. Mm-hmm. I Fight for Kids.
Yeah.
I know how horrible everyone is, but that story fucked me up. Like, going out there and staring at these demons. So like, I know I need to have these conversations with my kids, unfortunately younger, because they don't have access to anything right now. Like social media wise, we don't have a TV in our house. We don't have like a computer for them to fuck with. But at some point they might be at a friend's house that will. And these evil people have access to your children everywhere. So you kind of have to start building that foundation in them of defending themselves against the evil world while also not making them collapse under fear. So you have to like balance that all the time.
I just went through this. I got an email from the school. So for my 5-year-old, mm-hmm. My oldest is 10. My second oldest is 5. So he's in kindergarten. And it was about a no touch zone video of, hey, this is, if adults touch you here, this is bad and everything else.
I thought there was like a part of the school that said this part here is not a no touch zone.
No. It should be every part of the school that's a no touch zone. But it was for kids and they wanted to show them this video at 5 years old. And like, I sat down with my wife and I was like,
that's young.
It's young. But the school said, hey, you have the option to sign out of this. Also, we're inviting all the parents to the school to watch this video and then decide if you want your kids to see it or not and everything else. And like, I think the school handled it very well and everything else. But I think because of all the fucked up shit in the world, you're showing these videos to kids that are younger than we were during all of this shit.
For sure.
Right?
Yeah.
So I don't know how to react because I didn't have a fucking no touch video at 5.
Right.
But the world's getting darker.
Well, that's because when we were children, parents parented their children.
Right.
Like, there's no way that my child would watch that in a school around strange adults.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And so for us,
especially not teachers, who are the worst people in the fucking world. It's like teachers and then maybe right below them is ISIS.
They're pretty close. I was a professor. I know. like
they primary are... education, I'm sure there's plenty of good ones. Yeah. I'm sure there are.
But
you, even here in Texas, they have drag queen story hour bullshit put on by fucking primary education.
Yeah. In West Virginia, so same. These people. Same. Yeah. Like that is everywhere. And because those teachers have been indoctrinated at the Marxist schools and then they get pumped out as intellectual terrorists. That's what they do. And they don't give a shit. They actually, in West Virginia or places like Texas, might actually have an animosity towards their the students' parents because they think they're probably red. Mm. And they have to save them from their parents.
Yeah.
You have to be so vigilant. So I just try to teach, like, we read a lot. And, like, he's about to be 8. We've read, like, the Odyssey, certain parts we have to leave out. But, like, classics, we read gospel, a lot of things. I'm just like, you got to learn that there's evil out in the world and that you need confidence and strength to deal with it. And you can't collapse in the face of it because unfortunately you're going to inherit doom. And it's not unique to us. It's been happening since fucking forever.
Yeah, absolutely. And our final decision was no on that, right? So we opted out of it. And it was for a different reason. Like, you know, at 5.
It wasn't graphic enough.
Yeah, I was like, man, let me.
I'll show them how to touch.
Man, let me reshoot that video and I can show you what a real touch is like. No, not at all. But it was one of those things where
the thing I'd worry about is like how well those kids talk at that age. I'm sure fairly well. And like, will the kids then communicate about these things? You know,
well, they do. And so, like with my 5-year-old, the decision with me and my wife was let's try to keep the innocence and everything else as much as we can, because we're always there.
Right.
We are good parents and everything else, and we pride ourselves on that. But it's a tough call. And I talked to some other parents who were on the fence about it, who live in the neighborhood and everything. And it was like, holy shit, are we doing this now? Right. Is this what this is? And I'm like, I don't really know, because then you do hear so many horrific stories and you're like, well, shit.
Right.
I can't be with them all the fucking time. What are you going to say, Bob?
I think as a father, the number one thing that I would ask my child if he came with me and said an adult touched him in a bad place or whatever, is I would be like, when did the feds get to you?
Yeah. When did they get to you?
Who's telling you to set this adult man up and why?
Now
but also, how much money does that adult have? Because then in a lawsuit, they'll kick down some of that cash to me. True. And can you get over it?
Did you see that woman whose son got killed by police a couple weeks ago after he like shot at them for half an hour?
Yeah.
She's like, they took my baby. Yeah, yeah, yeah. It's like, oh my God, do you have like no shame? Your child is dead. Yeah. And you're fucking putting on an act so you can take them to civil court and steal money from taxpayers.
Right. Don't you know that economy?
Because you
ended
were incompetent as
died?
A parent. You're a piece of shit parent.
Yeah.
And you sent your kid out on the street to shoot at cops.
Yep.
Right?
Yep.
Because you're a fucking piece of shit.
Yes.
And now you're just trying to bilk money. You're not from the state doesn't have money. It steals money from the public.
Right. It's taxpayer
so
money.
So all those people sitting around you cheering you as you get a settlement. Part of that money was theirs.
Yeah, they're paying for it.
It's the dumbest shit of all time. It's like the most sadomasochistic form of citizenry.
Yeah.
Yup. Oh, yeah. Right before I came here, I was looking at that video of the congressman going to Ukraine and giving Zelensky in his sweatshirt the proof that our government passed $60 billion to give him more missiles and bullets, and then they smile and laugh and high five over it. And I just felt sick.
We played the video yesterday, the congressman calling the front line, allegedly, and they were like, oh, so when's we get money? When's the money? You're just like, holy Christ.
Dude, it's insane.
I started out this whole war like kind of ambivalent about it.
Yeah.
And now I want Ukraine to lose.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm going there too.
To be honest,
like I still don't like Russia.
I hate everybody.
Yeah, and
I hate that they've made American borders this abstract idea where it's like it's in Israel and Gaza, it's in Ukraine. We got borders all over the place, and everyone's got money except for this country. We're printing it, but this country's falling in on itself. Yeah, I don't give a shit.
Media, and it's one of those things where it's like rooting against a system quarterback like Jalen Hurts in the NFL, or you know, where you're like, all right, cool, man. It's Brock Purdy.
Yeah.
I don't really like. I don't want to see them win.
Yeah.
I'm rooting against it. That's the way I feel about Ukraine right now. Where I'm like, I want them to lose and pretty quickly.
I don't want there to be a case study where it works, where
driving more money,
where driving up inflation to 40-year highs has the intended geopolitical effect, because that's what they're doing. That's what they've done, rather. And if it works out well, then that's not going to be good for us.
This is my problem, though, is how we define what works.
They haven't had anything work so far.
Right. But they still try to say things are a success. We know better.
When's the last war we won?
World War II?
But I would argue that we kind of lost that one too, because we hired all the Nazis, and then I believe our government got infiltrated by the
Nazis.
It
was good people on both sides. Good people on both sides.
Yeah, it would have been a good idea to take over Russia, probably.
Yeah.
That was a problem.
And extend the Marshall Plan to Russia. Assassinate, like, because Stalin was, it wasn't just evil. Like, he's a fucking idiot.
Yeah.
He sucked at his job. He just happened to be fiercer than everybody else. It's a machismo culture, so a lot of the time you just find it's a might makes right situation.
Mussolini,
even though he was only
5'8".
Mussolini was way worse, right?
Yeah.
He doesn't get any credit.
Dude, they fucking dragged that guy
very
out.
Underrated, that guy.
So underrated. How come there's not a Mussolini names out there?
So underrated.
One of the best. I'm going to name my kid Mussolini.
Oof. Yeah. Mussolini, Hitler Mussolini.
Yeah, my wife's Greek and Italian, so I could get away with it.
Yeah, no, probably. I don't think anybody would even know what it meant anymore, to
be
honest.
That's true. Okay, so then the next kid I'll have is going to be Mao. Chairman Mao.
Chairman Mao.
Yeah.
Chairman as a first name.
Chairman Meow is a good name for a cat.
Great name for a cat.
Or a dog. You got a new dog, dude.
No, Meow.
No, but
chairman meow for a cat.
Okay. Oh, meow. Yeah. Gotcha.
You get a dog and a cat. The dog, it could be chairman. The cat, meow.
I guess.
Interesting together, you know?
I'm not going to be owning any cats.
Me neither. Somebody owns a cat, they end up sucking their own dick at night.
Oh, well, I guess I suck mine a lot then. I got two.
You've got two? Oh, yeah. You're licking your own asshole, too.
You better count his fucking ribs.
I actually had the Barbie thing done.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You got your ribs taken out, dude.
Ribs are gone.
Really get in there.
Yeah, totally smooth.
He's got a thorax now.
Yeah, my cats are in the car right now. Yeah.
Are they really?
Yeah, no. They're in there getting ready.
God, somebody go out there and roll up the windows and turn the heat on. Yeah. Let's kill those fucking things. I don't want them on the planet.
Let's bring them in here. Do it right here.
God, I'd execute them live on air.
Why do a sacrifice?
Do you
think the world would be worse off if we got rid of all the alligators and crocodiles? They don't really serve any purpose that I can tell.
See, okay, so that's a good.
I think they're beautiful. Is that weird?
I like alligators.
Yeah, they're
like to look at.
They're
them.
Dinosaurs, right?
They so are, and they scare me just enough where I'm like, you know what? That's a nice warning.
And I guess it is easy to avoid them.
Yeah.
It's getting less easy, though, because they're all up and down the East Coast now. They're not just in Florida. Anymore.
And there's a couple here because of the hurricanes. We're driving them over. So they're in Texas.
I'm going to segue alligators back to Mao real quick and look what happened when Mao killed all the sparrows.
Oh,
you know about that?
Yep.
And what happened? The famine. Because
The
sparrows ate the bugs that would eat the crops. So, well, who knows what the alligators.
And if we killed off all the alligators, that would kill all the meth heads. If we kill off all the meth heads,
the rats.
Then that
that would save meth heads.
I don't think so.
How? They're dying because of the alligator. They're not. Alligators aren't keeping meth heads alive. What's that calculus?
Maybe
like?
We unleashed alligators.
No, dude, they carry fucking alligator. Who is the meth head who threw it through the fucking window at Wendy's? Like, they're keeping people honest. Dude.
Yeah, but he got arrested for that.
Well, that's his fault. You know, do a little less meth. But it wasn't the crocodile's fault.
You can make a Second Amendment argument for it, I suppose.
Yeah,
he's got the right to defend himself with whatever crocodile he finds.
I'll take a little croc up to the Supreme Court and try to figure shit out here.
Right to bear alligators,
or a Franklinator, which I believe was a badger on the end of a baseball bat.
Yeah, to bear. Gators.
Yeah. We should bring that back. Make America Gator again.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Hey, left, you want to take my fucking guns? Cool. Give me three Gators, dude.
Well, if it was Gator from the other guys. Like when Will Ferrell switches into his pimp character.
Yeah, Gator don't wear no jimmies.
Great movie.
You got to wear some jimmies, dude. Yeah. Gators, ladies.
Gators, but you better be wearing jimmies. I feel like I would vote for him for president.
Yeah. Today? Yes.
Because when he's normal.
Only pretty, Gator.
Very good, very smart guy, nice accountant, so he understands economics and shit like that. Yeah. And then when you need him to get tough, can you imagine if he picked up the phone with Putin and just started talking like that? Even Vlad would fucking be like, all right, dude, look, relax.
Vlad, you wearing jimmies? You got to be wearing jimmies around Gator's bitches. Shane, this is always fun when you're here, man.
I love it.
For real, standing invites. Obviously, we're doing the show together this weekend, so we'll get to fucking hang. You know the drill. This is the point in the show we get to the drinking bro of the week, which is someone who has inspired you or helps you become the person you are today. Which cloud would you like to give that to?
Oh, fuck those clouds. They get Joe Biden, you know? Yeah, he's a really, really inspired me to be the man I am today. You know, it's impressive. Okay, this is why I was thinking that. One time, I was in a death metal band for a long time, and we were on tour.
What was the name of it?
Mabus. Okay. And we were touring in New Hampshire at an Oddfellows Lodge. We said, hey, what's that weird door? We pulled it out. Skeleton. I said, we should give that skeleton beer. Gave that skeleton beer. What happened next? Our van exploded. In Whitehall, New York, not that far away. So when I see Joe Biden, I think of that skeleton, and I like to have a beer with that.
Yeah.
Yeah. Really informed a lot of the decisions I make today.
He's a very thin man in real life.
Yeah. I think Joe Biden's a reanimated corpse. Sometimes.
I agree.
Other times, AI or deepfake.
I think all that campaign shit from the basement in 2020 was fucking deepfake.
100%.
It could have been, yeah. I did see him in real life, so he does exist.
Well, a version of him
in the White House.
Saddam Hussein also had versions of him.
Well, over 50.
It's weird when you see him, like his skin, everything is stretched out, and it's.
Was it, which one did you see? Was it the new ear Joe Biden? Was it the ball chin Joe Biden? Was it crime bill Joe Biden?
It was 2 years ago. So okay, whatever so that was.
That's like 100 models ago.
It was at the fucking White House, and we got bumped by the president of Mexico, flew in on a helicopter.
Bitch.
So we got to say hi because they were still freaked out about COVID. So we said hi, and you're waving and all that shit. And you're just like, all right, cool. But he's so stretched out and so old that it looks like Skeletor.
Yeah.
Where you're just like, holy shit.
It's, you know what it looks like?
It's kind of frightening in real life.
It looks like that scene from the first X-Men movie. Where that senator or whatever gets caught in that vapor trail or whatever the fuck Magneto is doing, and then he just turns into water and slides through the prison bars.
Yeah,
that's what his fucking face looks like.
But the back of his head, and this is true. His haircut is a reverse bowl cut, so he doesn't have much hair on top, but behind it is cut in a perfectly straight line. But it looks like his wife did it with a bowl.
Because that's a flap. Like, that's where the Velcro is, dude. The Velcro to hide. I honestly think sometimes he's just a giant scrotum stretched over a skeleton.
Could be all scroted up.
Look at him.
It could be scroted up.
Sometimes he's a possum in a trash can. I don't know.
He might be a lizard. Have you seen him laying on a rock in the sunlight at all?
Yeah, dude.
Well, on the beach.
Because then you'll know for sure that he's a lizard.
Yeah.
I think there's all of those Joe Bidens out there. They all exist.
His wife's a doctor, man.
It's like the one with Jet Li. Exactly. This is a bunch of them hanging out. They all made it to the same universe, and that's why everything's so fucked up right now.
Yeah,
probably
because all the Joe Bidens are here.
Yeah,
we got to get rid of them.
We don't want any of them here.
No. Send alligators to Joe Biden.
We'll see. Last question before we get out of here. How's this shaking out in November? You think we're getting it?
I don't know, dude. I have a hard time believing we make it there. I'm not saying we're gonna die. I'm saying I think they're gonna find a way to delay it or something. It's just I can't
delay the
it.
Election.
Yeah, it's like Bloomberg in New York making himself mayor again, you know? Like, they're going to heighten up the tensions with war or something.
If he was good, I wouldn't care. I wouldn't care who it was. If they were a good president.
Right.
I've talked about this in the past, because even though I'm always a repube through and through, you know, voting-wise, the two best presidents while I've been alive, at least where everything was going fine and, like, it seemed relatively all right, was Trump and Clinton,
right?
In that order, right. And with Clinton, for 8 years, shit was going well. We weren't really in wars.
Mm-hmm. What are you talking about?
Clinton was destroying Haiti.
But
we weren't really.
Here's the thing:
we didn't feel it.
And I've talked to Black Hawk down.
We were bombing Iraq the whole time. We were in Bosnia, Kosovo, and Serbia the whole time.
And he was firing all his kids with Epstein.
Yeah, well, but that's not really war, though.
But here's the difference, and I learned this from Dan with Obama.
Yep.
The difference is covering it up and hiding it so the American people don't know. So, like, I didn't know a lot of this shit, and truthfully, until I met Dan.
Right.
And so it was
he
like,
radicalized you.
No, dude. No, he didn't radicalize me, but, like, I didn't know Obama was dropping drones and fucking killing civilians.
Three every hour, every day
had
for
no
a
idea.
Year.
So,
your money.
But here's why. We didn't have social media. We didn't have the access to this shit, whereas, like, what we're seeing in Israel and Gaza and all that other shit is in our face all day long, dead babies and everything else.
Right.
We didn't know, and I think the less we know, the less everybody cared. And so with Clinton, we didn't know.
Right.
With Obama, we didn't know. It didn't really start until shit ramped up with Trump, where it was just like, all right, cool. Right. Well, what is this? And then now today, what we're seeing on a daily basis, if something happens, we got 60 fucking cell phone videos in 1 minute on Twitter, and we're seeing it all.
And 30 of those could be fake.
Exactly. And that's the difference.
Yeah. I know. So, I get it. I would like transparency. I don't think the government's capable of it. But it's funny thinking about Trump getting in the office. They had to go back and use Obama kids in cages to use propaganda against Trump, right? Because Trump didn't really have atrocities yet. I think he was also pretty bad with drones, honestly. I don't know those numbers, but we know Obama's are pretty horrific.
Yeah, it was 90% were civilian casualties.
For Obama?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, dude.
Out of 4,500 people.
He's a war criminal.
On paper, yeah.
But we didn't know it, and it was hidden.
No, we knew. We knew.
I didn't know at the time.
I was well aware of it.
I knew towards the end of his term.
You're military, so like, but even, you had the inside info.
Even during Clinton, I mean, maybe not immediately, but by 99, we knew. We knew that he had fucked up the Middle East, right? Or worse than the U.S. has been fucking up the Middle East for a while. But Clinton allowed al-Qaeda to develop in the Middle East and to do a goddamn thing about it, right? We were bombing Iraq for no fucking reason. Like, who cares about Iraq?
Right.
Like, they were never going to do anything. But
as a civilian, I didn't know. I never heard about it. And I think that's probably, in my opinion, what the most important job of the president is whatever's
going
on.
To lie to the American people. Yeah.
And make sure. So with Trump and Clinton, everything was going well financially. We were all doing well.
Right.
You don't really pay attention to whatever's going on behind the scenes because you're happy, you're healthy, you're buying shit, your businesses are going well and all that other shit. So whatever the fuck is going on behind the scenes, I'm almost fine with not knowing as long as we're all doing well, my employees are doing everybody's doing well.
I prefer now that we've ripped the curtain off and see a lot of the machinations behind the like evil fucking government, you know?
Yeah.
And so maybe we'll get back to a place where we can live and there'll be some kind of economic prosperity again, but we're not going to get back there now.
No.
You know, it's going to, we are so depraved. It's why we're all fighting Jeremy. Well, I was, and I'm sure some of you guys too, like Jeremy Boring, what we talked about at the beginning of the show, talking about, oh, you, how dare you, you hate this country if you question it.
Yeah.
You have to, if you know these things, Operation Northwoods, all the things, Operation Seaspray, MK Ultra, the CIA, the coups we've done, WMDs, how the media operates, you have to question the government. That's the most American thing you can do. And how dare them make us feel bad for questioning it? And that now we're in an existential renaissance post-COVID because we caught all of them in a lie. And there's no going back.
I've been yelling this. I've been yelling this for at least 5 years just on this show.
Easily. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Don't. Like, these people are authoritarians. They're just waiting for their turn.
And it's not even left and right.
No, there's no such thing as left and right anyway.
Right. That's although I would tend to vote right, not having my whole life, but only the past 10 years. Mm-hmm. I was an idiot. I was in the Green Party and all that shit for a long time. It's where I got these glasses, actually, when you sign up for the Green Party.
For the Green Party, they give them to you.
Yeah, they give them to you. But I didn't know any better. And I thought I did. And at that point, I thought I didn't trust the government. But I still had no idea. And I thought I paid attention. And wasn't, honestly, it was until I really saw the numbers with the drones on Obama. And I'm like, oh, I thought this guy was the peace guy.
Yeah.
I thought this
He did win the Nobel Prize.
He did.
Peace Prize.
Most warmongers do. Mm. And liars and thugs. But when I saw that, it changed everything. I was like, fuck all these people.
Yeah, so I didn't know until later. The effects that I felt personally at that time, just running a production company, was Obamacare.
Right.
That ripped apart everything where just like, all right, cool, man. Anybody that's working for you for over 30 hours a week, you've got to put them on a healthcare plan and everything else. Your doctors aren't going to change. Yep. All the doctors changed. All the prices went up. My fucking doctor was like, hey, you got to pay me $2,000 a year because I got to operate and with all this other bullshit. I mean, I lost everything. Mm-hmm. And then the employees, we put them down to working for 29 an hour. So operating 29 hours a week. And it was like, hey, bro, sorry. I'm not paying the fucking healthcare.
It's insane.
And then we had to switch over to it as a company, as a whole, where I was just like, well, fuck, man. And then that sucked. So that's where I hated him. And then I didn't know about the drone shit until Dan. So.
Yeah. Yep.
It is what it is. Looking forward to, please, for real, come back anytime.
Yeah.
It's always entertaining. It's always great. So we're looking forward to Saturday's show with you.
That's going
to
be fun.
And it's going to be a banger all night. Join us at the Vulcan this Saturday night. Our show starts at 6. What time does the event start? 5?
5.
5 o'clock?
Doors open at 5,
Doors open at 5. Plenty of Hard AF seltzers in the venue to drink. We'll have some merch there and everything else. Come on out and join us this Saturday night. We'll be live with Drea DiMatteo from The Sopranos, with Jared Taylor as well on that bill. Looking forward to it. At home, if you're listening to the show, go to iTunes, rate the show 5-star, and leave a quick review. Also, head on over to Spotify. It's just a 5-star. Walk away. For D'Anthony and Anthony Holloway, Shane Cashman, I'm Ross Patterson. This is Drinking Bros Podcast. Good night, everyone.